This is Mike the intern on Cinco de Mayo. Buenos dias. Esta otro día animados de transmisión día. Ellis Caliente.
Yeah, didn't have a lot of south of the border flair to it, but I guess it's the best we could muster. Phone number 866-901-ADAM, 866-901-ADAM. We're doing the big Cinco de Mayo show. Stacy Galandi is here doing the news for us one more day.
Well, thanks, guys.
You look nice.
Well, thanks. It's kind of fun waking up with you.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, here in the studio.
Mm. So. You're married, huh?
I am. Mm-hmm. Some people would wonder.
Stacy's from Inside Edition. She's a correspondent on that show, as well as working for Extra and American Journal and Strange Universe, which I've never heard of. Which show was Strange Universe?
It was on UPN stations, and it was sort of a paranormal-type Entertainment Tonight show, you know, so you'd mm-hmm. people would have you feel their little alien implants in their necks, and, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, there was
the whole ghosts,
stuff.
Fairies, implants, alien implants, alien stuff. We've all sort of bought into as if there's a couple things we've just bought into, like when somebody says, well, my problem is I'm a man, but there's a woman trapped inside me. We go, oh, geez, I didn't know. And then there's this part where people say, yeah, sure, I talk to fairies that are floating around, or I see aliens, or I correspond with them. Oh, definitely, my house is haunted. I mean, you know, you ask 10 people if their house is haunted, and 4 people are going to raise their hand and go, and we pass it off as if it's a science now. Like, oh, there's a woman trapped inside you. Oh, you're living with an old sea captain. Amazing.
Or at the very least, it's open for debate. Well, yeah, that's well, your side, and my side is
sure.
more scientific.
Yeah. Nobody says, shut up, nut job. And then they do these shows and stuff, and that quack Von Prague comes up there and explains, oh, I know, I definitely feel something. And by the way, that's good enough for an excuse. They go, we have famed ghost hunter James Von Prague, psychic Von Prague. Come into the studio, James. Tell us, do you feel anything? I definitely feel something.
Do you know anyone or anything on the face of the earth that begins with the letter J?
Oh, I had a neighbor who's had a son whose name was John.
That's what I'm picking up.
Is that what you're picking up?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, do you know someone who's had some adversity in the last 15, 20 years?
I had a second cousin, wife, lost a leg to diabetes.
Leg.
Diabetes.
Yes, that's what I'm picking up.
Is that what you're picking up? Oh, my God. It's eerie. It's like you read me like a book. All right. Anyway.
That's my power.
We're doing a little Cinco de Mayo celebration. We have ourselves a mariachi band. Mariachi Valentin is the name of the band. How's it going, fellas?
Good.
Fire up. What do you got for us?
Hit it.
Yeah. Never too early for some mariachi music. I haven't heard this one before.
Newfangled, too.
I do like this song. I'll translate. He sings of a young man who's crestfallen because he's lost his lover. So he goes to James Von Prague. James asks him if he owns a pair of shoes. He says, yes. Clearly, I'm wearing them now. James yells, I know it. This is the refrain, I know it. The one tries, I know it. I knew it. What's it mean? I'm not yelling kill Whitey or anything, am I? No. What is it? What does it mean? What are they singing about?
The verse is, I'm a sincere man. Yo soy un hombre sincero.
Uh-huh.
De donde crece la palma, from where the palm tree grows.
Oh.
Y antes de morirme, before I die, quiero echar mis versos del alma. I want to express the poetry of my soul. And Guantanamera is a girl from Cuba, Guantanamo Bay, a Guajira.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't Guantanamera is a chick from Guantanamo Bay?
Exactly.
Wow. It's funny. And it is funny that the song has probably been around for 75 years.
Been around a long time. Yeah.
And Guantanamo Bay wasn't even really Guantanamo Bay back then, right?
See?
Oh.
James von Prague didn't need that explanation. He already knew it.
Yeah. All right, so you guys are going to be hanging with us all morning. Also, you know, some popular songs, too, right? Some newer songs, some Doors, and maybe a little Led Zeppelin or something like that, right?
Hey, and the good news is we don't have to pay them any money. We're paying them in Ozzy's flap steak.
Tequila. Yes. Tequila. Yes. Yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah, Ozzy's barbecuing, and speaking of Ozzy, somebody has a question about the TLC show. Marcus?
Yeah.
What's happening, Marcus?
Not much. I was just enjoyed that Adam Carolla project. Are you guys doing another one?
The answer is no, at least for this season. That was a show I did for their TLC programming station there, where I fixed up a house with Ozzy, worked on it. And he's barbecuing, though, right now, Marcus. You're calling from Vegas?
Yeah.
If you can get down here in under 4 hours, you can have some of his exquisite flap steak. The best. Dave Damashek, you heard about it for many years, but never had it.
Everybody knows, I know somebody who can do this or that. I've heard it too many times. I've been burned. But this flap steak, delicious. What's the sauce he puts on the side?
He puts the chimichurri.
Chimichurri. Delicious.
He makes it himself. He cuts up all the onions and stuff. And here's the thing about Ozzy in this beef. Ozzy goes out and buys 60 pounds of it and provides it at no cost to everyone who works on my houses every Friday. He knocks off every day. I mean, I would show up at 10 o'clock, where's Ozzy's, at the Mexican produce market. Mm-hmm. I've said this many times. That Mexicans, they're strange because their produce market's like, we bend over backwards as gringos. We bend over backwards not to associate the meat with the animal. We don't call pork chops pig chops. We call pig pork. We call it beef. We don't call it cow. We call it veal. We don't call it baby cow, you know?
Makes it easier to swallow, as it were.
It's easier, yeah, because we grow up playing with little barnyard toys and stuff, and the next thing you know, we're eating our little friends. The Mexicans, they make no bones about it. You go to the Mexican butcher, there's a picture of a sheep wearing a mini skirt and high heels, and she's being chased by Mr. Pig, who has an axe and a bow tie and a mustache. It's all drawn out there. It's weird. They not only do they make them animals, they make them into humans. You're actually eating a buddy of yours. You're eating Mr. Cow over there is wearing spats and a starch collar and a top hat. It's a weird angle.
What is a flop steak?
God love him. Well, it's really skirt steak.
I got to figure.
Cheap steak.
Which, as much as he buys, it's like grade S.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be
quality beef.
Whatever's lower than F is what it is. It's now, and this is the real magic of Ozzy's barbecue. Ozzy goes to the Mexican market, he gets 30 pounds of this stuff, and he pays $4 for every metric ton of it. I mean, it's one thing, yeah, you can go to the market, and you can go to the, you know, you can go to the Gelson's and go to the butcher counter there, and you can pay $22 for a porterhouse or something. It's always weird when you buy meat, and as you're going home, you're thinking, by the time I get done with this meal, I should have just gone to Arnie Morton's. Which is $40. I'm now into 48, and I haven't even turned on the stove yet. But anyway.
And it's not going to taste as good.
Right. Anybody can spend $40 on a cut of meat and have a decent steak. Ozzy spends $1 on a cut of meat, and it's the best thing you've ever tasted in your life. Thin flap steak, skirt steak. I don't know how he does it, but he's out there barbecuing, and we will eat, and you will. Dave was hearing about it for about 5 years. He always missed the party, always missed the event where Ozzy was cooking.
Wasn't invited.
I was being nice. Yeah, he had a taste a few weeks ago.
Dave. It went wild.
Wild.
All the way to Cloud Nine. I traveled.
Marcos.
Adam.
What's up, my brother?
Happy Cinco de Mayo, brother.
Thank you.
Coming from the true Mexican over here from the San Joaquin Valley.
Yeah, and let me say something to all the Mexican brethren who are listening to the program this morning. Here's what I want you to do. It's Cinco de Mayo. It's your Independence Day.
It's party time.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. What I'm saying, what not Independence Day, what the hell day is it? What'd you guys do? Throw out
the French?
You beat the French. And then you declared your independence. Look, here's the point. First off, no one in the world can have a holiday. They just have to have one that reminds us of ours. Like, we have to go Cinco de Mayo. That's their 4th of July. No, we do it all the time.
The easiest explanation.
Oh, yeah. What do you Jews got around December? What do you got over there?
Hanukkah?
That's your Christmas. Nobody has their own holidays. You have sort of crappy holidays that remind us of ours, and then we go ahead and explain to you. You know, if you really had a holiday, it would be the 4th of July or Christmas. Instead, you guys have whatever you got. It's not what we got. Here's the deal. Marcos, here's what I want you to do.
Go ahead.
You people, you Mexicans, too buttoned down, wound too tight. Today, just today, loosen your tie a little bit and crack a beer. Enjoy.
Adam.
What?
I want to see if you want to come over for some menudo after work.
Oh, menudo. Doesn't that have like a stomach? Isn't it? That's your haggis, essentially, right? I mean, it's in stomach, right? Intestine?
Yeah, it's the stomach, man. We can have it with some lemon, corn tortillas, and a nice Corona right there next to it.
I would do that in a heartbeat, Marcos, except for I got the Oz man over here. Ozzy is cooking up the flap steak.
Like your menudo.
Yes. In Spanish, that's carne asada.
Yeah, he's doing the carne asada.
That's what you're having, man.
Thank you, Marcos. Marcos, what do you do for a living?
I'm a correctional officer. I work for the prison.
Yeah, correctional officer. I like that.
Or as society likes to call us, prison guards.
Yeah, and which joint do you work in?
I work in one in Delano.
In where?
Delano.
Delano. And how is it? Is it a good gig?
You know what? I've been doing it for about 9 years, man. Mm-hmm. It's smooth, man.
What do you make? What do you make a year?
Let me see. Probably about 60, maybe a little less.
It's not too bad. And then where do you go from there? Do you go into a cruiser? Do you go onto the street?
I got a bike.
Yeah, but I mean, do you go as in terms of law enforcement? Do you hit the streets after this?
Oh no.
That's your gig.
That's my gig, man.
All right.
That's my gig, dude. You know, I gotta support the family and all that, man. I enjoy my job.
All right. Well, go say hi to the boys. I don't know if you have any Latins in the joint at this point. I know it's mostly Asians and Jews. But explain to the folks what Cinco de Mayo is. It's our 4th of July. You explain to them.
For the Mexicans?
Yeah.
It's for everybody. It's just a day of partying and having a barbecue, which I'm going to have tonight.
Good man. All right, thanks, Marcos. Look, and another thing, too, I got to say about the Mexicans, they got it right, which is all their holidays are about boozing and eating and possibly smashing something made out of paper mache with a mop handle. But it's all about booze, and it's not the Jews, they flog themselves. They're like, oh, hey, this is a holiday. Here, eat this bitter egg. Try to pass that one off on the Mexicans, by the way. Oh, no, we're fasting this holiday. We're atoning. Now, the Mexicans have it right. When they party, it involves booze and it involves beef. That's what it involves. Must be a nice departure for those folks, too, to have a little beef, a little carne asada once a year.
Well, what do they normally eat for breakfast?
Oh, well, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing about the Mexican diet. It's very diverse. Incredibly diverse. Like for breakfast, they might have themselves some corn tortillas, some beef, some beans, some cheese, some rice, and some eggs. But then for lunch, it's a U-turn. They go totally different direction. They'll have tortillas and some beef and some cheese and some rice and some beans. And then dinner. Forget about dinner. You don't even know what planet you're on. Turn the page for dinner. They'll go ahead and have some tortillas. They'll have some rice, they'll have some beans, they'll have some beef and some cheese. So it's like, you don't, in brunch, don't even get me started on brunch. You wouldn't believe what they eat for brunch over there. Dave, I could give you 1,000 years and 1,000 brains and 1,000 stenopaths. You couldn't come up with one ingredient that's involved with the Mexican brunch. Not one.
Well, I just want to go back first. Remedially, I want to say,
yeah.
So wait, was it beef, tortilla, cheese for lunch?
No. And then, no, that's breakfast.
Oh, I saw.
Yeah, lunch is tortilla, beef, cheese, rice, and beans.
Oh, my head's spinning.
Yeah, see? It's too much. It's too much variety for you. You can't.
I'm a simple man.
Yeah, you're simple man. Well, look, here's the deal. They definitely know if it ain't broke. Because when do you exactly get burnt out on this carne asada, the corn tortillas, the chimichurri, the rice, and all that? I mean, Ozzy cooks the stuff up, and he brings over a metric ton of this crap to my house. So he does it on Friday nights. Oftentimes, he just comes over Friday night about 6 o'clock. He never announced, by the way. He comes over. He has a huge Tupperware thing of this flap steak, which you, by the way, stack like paper plates. You know, you can get six cows into a small Tupperware container. And he brings that in. He brings a chimichurri on the side, and I just microwave it, heat it up, and I eat it the entire weekend.
Oh, heavenly!
Yeah. So we got that coming up.
Are there a lot of leftovers or no?
Today?
Yeah, well, they'll be here.
Yeah, yeah, if you guys take it easy.
Those mariachi guys are...
I'll be taking it home. Oh, yeah.
Not exactly Mark Spitz.
They know how to... Cassandra?
Yeah?
What's up, baby doll?
Adam.
Corolla.
I love you so much, and I was wondering if you needed a live-in nanny.
Yes.
I'm really good with kids.
We do.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, so what do I have to do?
You got to lose 20 pounds.
No, you suck.
What? What do you look like?
You're mean. I'm Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
I am 22 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm little. I'm 5'2".
Mm-hmm.
But 34C, 26,
mm-hmm.
36.
Mm-hmm.
And I weigh 120.
Mm-hmm. Sound hot. Sick. You good looking?
Yes, I'm hot.
You cool with the kids?
I love kids. I'm really good with them.
All right. Now listen. My only stipulation is we can't do it in front of them.
Okay, we
they're little. No, hear me out. They're sponges. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want one of these kids having a dream daddy was on top of his Puerto Rican au pair sometime in the sixth grade and then going to mom about it.
Okay, but you know what? I'll be a live-in nanny, so I'll probably have my own room. Can we do it there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
She got a can-do attitude.
All right, hang on. That's what I like. All right, we need to take ourselves a little break. It's a special big Cinco de Mayo show. Brian is stepping in and filling in for Mike, who usually runs the sound effects and all. He's starting his wedding, going on his honeymoon. So, so far, by the way, Brian. Wow.
Who cracks the first beer, by the way?
Doing a nice job. We'll work it out. Ozzy's cooking his flap steak. We got a mariachi band here. Cheryl Hines from RV and Curb Your Enthusiasm. And
great Mexican-American.
I was going to say, no greater guest to have than the albino Cheryl Hines on Mexican, well, it's not Independence Day. It is Cinco de Mayo, the day they threw the French
out. We're better than
out.
The French day. Right.
One thing we can all agree on. Stacey Galani's going to be doing her news, and we'll be right back after this. Yes, play us out, fellas.
Feliz Hanukkah.
Oh, no.
Feliz Hanukkah. Feliz Cinco de Mayo. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Hanukkah. Feliz Navidad, tanto llores, porque cantando se alegran.
Es el programa de Adam Carolla, llama 866901 Adam. Buen tiempo.
Yeah. Little Cinco de Mayo celebration going on. I hope that's why the mariachi band's here, because if this is a coincidence, my head is spinning. All right. We Cinco de Mayo came around, and we thought we must get ourselves a Hispanic guest. And so far, we have Cheryl Hines and Joe Ganascoli, Gay Vito from The Sopranos. So Brusca hit the streets, and he found a working-class Latino, a guy who's, it doesn't make the headlines. You don't see him marching in the parades or anything. He's not a gangbanger. He's a working-class, but he's not waiting out front of Home Depot either. Carlos, you're a registered nurse?
Yes, sir. What's up, bro?
Good to see you. Just wanted to sort of talk to the working-class Mexican citizen.
Right on, bro.
Where are you from, by the way, first, Carlos?
Well, you know, I'm from the South Central and stuff like that, but I'm four blocks from the Fifth Avenue gang, but now I'm at the 252 Matthews Apartment Q gang. That's what I'm doing right now.
Well, but you're a nurse, right?
Yeah, I'm a nurse, bro. Yeah, you know, I was going to be a gangbanger, but I decided, you know, to change it around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Be a little bit more positive, you know, like the Red Cross, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you work as a nurse. You're former gangbanger.
Yeah, former gangbanger, you know, sometimes I'll get back in the hood, you know, like I'm saying, if I can, you know, help my homies, if I gotta help them, I do, you know.
Mm-hmm. So not a Crip or a Blood, right? Those are black gangs, right? Yeah, okay. So
you know, they're kind of black, you know, but sometimes I got to mix in, you know, wear some sunglasses. I'm incognito, you know what I'm saying? I get in there.
Oh, I see. Incognito.
Yeah, I do my thing, you know, bro.
Yeah. And you know what I like? I like the gang initiation where everyone beats the crap out of one guy for 10 minutes and then he's in the gang. Mm-hmm. I ought to do that at weddings, funerals, the workplace. Every new guy, every time someone new shows up, even a temp, Kelly girl shows up at the front desk. Everyone in the office beats the crap out of them by the elevator for 10 minutes, and then they're in.
Carlos would be quite an asset then for a gang because he could nurse the beating back to health.
Yeah,
yes?
You know, that stuff would happen, but I would say, how would you like pay for this? And some say, you know, HMO, and I say, well, you calling me a homo? I'm not going to do that, you know? I give you a sponge bath, but I'm not gay, you know?
Yeah.
Just your job.
Just my job.
Just doing your job.
It's been an easy work week for you, right? Three-day work week. Did you take Monday off as well?
No, well, the thing is, I went down to the protest and everything, and I didn't study too well. You know, I hung out with the rest of the guys, you know, but a lot of people thought it was one big kitchen. So I said, forget that, you know?
Yeah.
Kept on going.
How did you become a registered nurse, by the way?
Well, when my uncle was, always learned a new trade and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So all the time he came back, you know, to the house, he was a new trade, he was an mechanic, you know, upholstery and stuff. And then I figured, he was going to prison, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was going to like a school, like, you know, state prison, you know, Cal State prison, you know, it was in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, you know, I got to go down there, maybe commit a few crimes, get in there,
right?
You know, get into the program.
So you actually committed a few crimes, and then they put you into the prison, and then you learn nursing. Nursing in the joint.
Yeah, but not like violent crimes, you know. It's like, little traffic ticket here. Don't go to, go to court.
Little white collar stuff.
Yeah, white collar stuff like that, you know.
Mark the poet, who's Dave's cousin's arch nemesis, by the way, is on the phone. He has a poem about Cinco de Mayo.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey.
What do you got for us, Mark?
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Mark.
Here it goes. Wow. Perfect timing. I'm getting off public transportation.
Wow.
It's cool.
You are gay.
What do you got for us, Mark?
All right, here it goes. Let me sing the love ode to the sexy senorita. You're the most. Let's drink a toast with a delicious margarita. Yes, Stacy, I want to get naked. It's like an art to read 'em. Pass me an ice cold Corona and let's get the freedom.
Well, that is bad, right, bro.
That's a shame.
Come across the border, check in with the guards, sing in your machismo sombrero, peace-loving Tejano bards, tortillas and steaks on the grill, holy guacamole, neato, Congress creates, let's make more states, or puff a fat burrito.
Carlos, if he ever passes through your hospital with a life-threatening wound, don't save him.
I mean, geez, I mean, like I'm saying, he's probably smoking too much grass. He needs to weed it out or probably manure his car differently.
I'm going to take it a step further. Not only don't save him, but if he comes through your hospital with just tonsillitis, I want you to snuff him out with a pillow.
I can do that, bro.
You know what I miss? When I was a kid growing up, it was a simpler time, but there always every third news story was the angel of death. Angel of death is at some hospital. It was always amusing to me because they killed someone's 86-year-old grandpa who was in for a triple bypass. Anyway, it's all right. Let's face it. When a 9-year-old gets abducted and raped in the desert by some maniac living in a trailer next door, you're horrified. But when the 88-year-old grandfather of a family you never knew loses it in the hospital, it's no big deal. I miss the angel of death.
That's not something you would get into, Carlos.
Well, so sometimes, like, when I used to work in the baby ward and stuff like that, I change diapers, I see the Virgin Mary there, and sometimes a lot of Latinos see the Virgin Mary, you know?
Oh, you see it in the poop?
Oh, sometimes there, when you're cooking, it's like, move the beans, move the rice. It is Maria, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
I don't know how comfortable I am with, no offense, but with a nurse who's done hard time, you know, in the pokey.
Well, you know, that judges, like Judge Mathis, he's done hard time, you know. He's been in the streets. Now he, like, you know, makes a decision if you're guilty or, you know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Dave. Please, lighten up. All right, Carlos. Well, thanks for coming in and giving us a little street cred this morning.
Right on, man.
We, Brandon from Pittsburgh.
From Harrisburg, PA.
That's right.
Brandon Damashek.
His cousin, Dave's cousin, Brandon.
Yeah, Adam, how you doing?
No good. Fan of Mark the Poet. Hates him.
You know what? Big strikeout for him today.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a real shame. I feel terrible for him.
Yeah.
Nothing new, though.
I beat up on him, but he was riding public transportation, and that's humiliation enough in this country.
True. Yeah. Good point. Well said.
So,
you know what? I actually have something I was jotting down for Mark, if you want to hear it.
Sure. Love to hear it.
a little longer, not the general limerick I've been doing, but a little bit longer if you got the time for me. Here you go, Mark. This one's for you, buddy. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Mark the Poet's a jerk who drives me berserk with his paltry and unfunny shtick. What he calls every week the blinds that are made.
Wow.
This is Dave's cousin, by the way, cursing on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hey, you know what? When the time presents itself, you got to take advantage of it, I guess.
Sure.
Don't blame me.
What's that?
I keep going, but stop cussing.
Okay, sorry about that. He calls every week with rhymes that are meek and proceeds to spew lines like a rapper. So what I now prefer is a temporary cure is to leave my desk and head to the crapper.
Mm-hmm.
This creep doesn't know poetry's gone the way of the dodo, yet he continues to orate his jive. He should shave off his hair and turn to earnest prayer like the bald douchebag from the band Live. Humor's a gift, and jokes that are swift me more than the garbage Mark's writing. His gags are all dated, and his talent is faded like Bruce Willis's days on Moonlighting. Despite going by Sir Mark the Poet to her with a vagina instead of a phallus, my cousin sports guy Dave said he spotted the knave performing as a tranny named Aurora Borealis.
Wow, Brandon. Yeah. So layered.
Mark the Poet to shame.
Get to dig in to the lead singer of Live. I like that. Very timely.
Sweeping digs.
Yeah. Nice work, Brandon.
Hey, thanks, Adam. Hey, Dave. How you doing, man?
Word up.
All right, that's enough. It's not your personal intercom system. All right, Carlos.
Hey, bro.
I'm sure they need you back at the hospital.
Yeah, you know, I'm doing my thing. You know, it's just West Time Memorial, bro.
Thank you. Thank you for shedding some light on the working man this country.
Anytime, bro. Like you say, man. Just give me a call.
Carlos, a registered nurse. Thank you very much. We'll take a quick break. You're playing... Yeah, play us out, guys. Thank you. We'll be right back after this. A little Doors.
I'm in Dos Vedas, Ninja. I'm in Dos Vedas, Oi. I'm in Dos Vedas, Ninja. It's Carlos, the hometown boy. Hey, Carlos. Love me two time, baby.
Es el programa de Adam Carolla. Llama 866-901 Adam. Vamos echar unos.
Mm-hmm. Got the big Cinco de Mayo show. I like, you know, I'll tell you what I like about the Mexican music, too. They have four songs. We have way too many. Now, you watch that American Idol every week. They're doing a tribute to songs of the 80s or songs that made the top 20 in the top last 20 weeks or something. You haven't heard of half of them. Way too many songs. Too many. You go to someone's house, look at the karaoke book. It's the Chinese Yellow Pages. It's like, you know, 9 inches thick of songs.
You know
every song.
What are the other ones? We got, what did we start off with? The Guantanamera.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it, two.
That's it, yeah.
Maybe you overstated things with four.
You guys have two and a half songs.
See,
I like that.
AC Media.
It's fine. Look, it's good. Everyone's drunk. Nobody knows. We got the big Cinco de Mayo show. I don't even know what Cinco de Mayo means. I know Cinco means nine and Mayo is short for mayonnaise, but that's as far as I've gotten with it. I'll break it down.
I wish I could help you.
I'll figure it out. Yeah, I know. You're a Jew from Pittsburgh.
I just started taking Spanish classes.
Do you know what Cinco de Mayo means?
It means the 5th of May.
The 5th of May?
Yes.
And then where does the nine and the mayonnaise work in?
I think that's probably dessert by Ozzy. I don't know.
You want to talk about a crazy coincidence. Today, in the United States, it is May the 5th.
Wow. That's crazy.
So weird.
So in Mexico... It's Cinco de Mayo. Mm-hmm. That's May 5th. And then here stateside, we're in May and it's the 5th of May.
May the 5th.
Wow, this is never going to happen again. Never going to happen again. Ozzy's out grilling his flap steak. We're going to get loaded a little bit later. Cheryl Hines is coming in here from Curb Your Enthusiasm and now RV. Also, actor Joe Ganascoli, Gay Vito, is going to be calling in a couple of few. Before we get to that, a very tragic story in the news recently. 37-year-old man killed his mother, dismembered her body, and grilled the body parts at home on a hot plate.
Transcends just tragedy. Sublimely perverse, is it not?
Yeah, Yes, thank you. I didn't give it enough. I didn't lay it on thick enough. That's
what do you
right.
Think, what do you think the old man, the husband thinks?
Well, his
young boy.
Everyone thinks about that. Yeah, everyone thinks about the poor victim, the mother, and then the deranged son. But to me, the father, that guy who has a son who killed his wife, who he doesn't have anymore.
And presumably the son uses his one phone call. Where who's he calling? I'm sure he doesn't have an attorney or anything. He calls the only person around still. Now, right.
So
now
when the son
bagged the old lady.
The son's in jail now. He has to pick up the phone and call the old man, see if he can make bail, but also let him in on what happened. All right. I wonder how that phone. I wonder how that phone call would go.
Let's play it out. How about this? I'll be the son calling mm-hmm. from the joint, mm-hmm. making my one phone call to break the news.
All right. I'll be the dad.
All right.
He doesn't know what's going on.
All right. Let's see if Brian has some phone ringing.
Oh, yeah.
Could you do that for
That's
us?
That's what
it helps
we need.
Set the mood.
That's right.
I'm in the joint.
That's right. Or I'm going to have to do that bring thing. No? We got nothing? All right. Bring. 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 I'm in the shower. Bring. Bring.
You're waiting for the old lady to answer the
bring.
Phone.
Bring. Yeah. Honey. Bring. Get the phone like you always do. Bring.
I'm trying to use the phone.
Bring. Oh, Christ. Where is she? Bring. She's probably out in the garden. Bring. Picking some fresh basil for tonight's dinner. Bring. Hello?
Dad?
Son?
Hey, it's Tim.
Oh, Tim. Timmy, my boy. Fantastic. You're calling. It's been a while. Look, your mom's cooking up a beautiful rack of lamb tonight. She's probably getting some fresh basil from the garden.
Excuse me.
Are you coming by the house?
I only have a short time to talk. I'm in a little bit of an entanglement here. I'm actually calling from jail.
From jail? What are you doing? Visiting a friend? Some friend of yours got into trouble? You're bailing him out? You know what? Salt of the earth. You do what you can for a friend. I appreciate that.
I need to be quick because a couple prison guards are standing on either side of me, and I was wondering if they're here. They've arrested me.
They've arrested you?
Right.
What happened? Some sort of white-collar crime? What'd you do? You forgot to sign your tax returns or something this year?
Well, as you know, and as obviously Mom knows, since it's all I ever hear about, I don't have a job.
Well, yeah, I know, but I still figure you have to file. Well, what'd you do? Get involved with Greenpeace or something? What'd you guys do? Ram a Japanese whaling ship? What happened?
Nothing like
Chain
that.
Chain yourself to bulldozer because some evil contractors wanted to bulldozer over a park and put up an oil refinery. Is that why you're in jail?
I wish.
Put Martin Sheen on the phone. Is he there, too? I know who you guys are.
I haven't
You
seen
take
that.
A stand, son. You're proud. You're
I'm scared.
What of?
I think I'm in some trouble.
The trouble? Just because you stood up to the man? You'll be out in no time.
Well, it wasn't anything like that. I actually I stood up to somebody, finally.
Mm.
And
I get it. I get it. You were leaving a honky-tonk with your best girl one night, raining as you headed out to the pickup truck in the parking lot. A couple local goons came at you with stilettos. You used your military training to turn the knife on one of them. Now they've thrown you in there for manslaughter.
I love the movie Con Air 2.
Yes.
And that's what Nick
Is that
Cage
what happened?
Did. No, but I did kill somebody.
Drifter, high, beaked up on crank, delusional, sweating profusely, breaks into your home, thinks you're Satan and goes after you with a butcher knife so you defend yourself.
No, I killed somebody else. Somebody.
You're driving. You had a few too many pops. It was raining hard. One of the wiper blades were broken. And you hit an old woman on a three-wheeled bike.
Well, you're getting warmer. I did hit an old woman.
What? I don't understand. Who then?
You know the woman, as a matter of fact.
You Osama bin Laden's wife?
No, but your wife.
But I only have one wife, that's your mother.
Right.
What? You
I killed her.
You killed Doris?
She's dead.
No. But
she was hassling me to get a job.
Believe it.
She wouldn't lay off.
Well, wait a minute.
I got fed up.
Wait a minute.
Plus, her cooking's lousy.
What? Oh. Son, okay. So you gave her lethal injection, and now she's resting peacefully in the apartment.
I beat her in the skull with a stone.
But okay. The point is she's intact. I'm going to need the body in order to give her a dignified burial.
Incorrect.
What do you mean?
Taught her a lesson.
What the?
I dismembered her. Oh. And then I threw her on the grill to show her what cooking's all about.
I sent you to space camp. I wanted to be a cook.
And did I grill her but good. I grilled her up. I threw her on the grill. She was, you know, turns out, I think it runs in the family. She's a lousy cook. And based on what I grilled up out on the barbecue, I am too. She tasted awful.
All right, so let's review. You're not calling from prison because you've bailed out Martin Sheen.
Correct. That's right.
That much we know.
We're on the same page.
You're, in fact, my son.
Yes.
You killed my wife.
Yes.
Your mother.
Yes.
You dismembered her body.
After I crushed her skull with the stone.
With a rock. And you grilled it.
I grilled it, tasted it, thought it was lousy. Then I threw all the parts out in the garbage.
Well, you are now officially grounded. You are going to get a timeout, likes of which no man has ever seen. I'm sorry. No Nintendo this weekend.
Aw, you're a jerk.
I'm sorry. I'm taking the Xbox and the Cheryl Teagues poster, and you will spend a weekend in solitary with nothing but basic cable and TV dinners eaten from your room.
You're mean. No wonder I don't accomplish anything.
You're grounded for this weekend. You want me to add next weekend on? Keep going.
But I didn't.
Now you got next weekend. You want to go for the rest of the month?
Mom was always
you
mean.
You just got the month of May.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
You want to have a catch?
Should we use Mom's head? Thank you, Insane. Wow. Roller coaster there.
That was powerful.
All over the place. Ultimately, we learned that a father's love could not be trumped.
Right, right. Yeah, there was some real conflict in there, but they came at the end as one.
And the remote.
Well, they didn't come as one. I didn't mean to say
no,
that.
No, I know. I know. You mean it in a super heterosexual way. Right. All right. Well, that was our reenactment
powerful.
Of the man who kills his mom and grills her body. We need to take ourselves a little break. We have news. We have sports. Cheryl Hines is coming up. Also, actor Joe Ganascoli, Gay Vito, going to be part of the show. Big Cinco de Mayo celebration.
My mother told me, son,
wow.
Cash.
Cinco de Casho. Take a quick break. Be right back with news and sports after this.
And that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio.
Maybe he was a homo. Felt there was no one he could talk to about it.
We can't have him here in our social club no more.
How much more betrayal can I
take? It's been confirmation through the grapevine. Vito was seen in a car with a man.
When he was always talking about greasing the union, who knew that's what he meant?
I don't want to get graphic beyond that. The idea of it repulses me so much.
I can't believe I stuck up for him.
Sometimes you tell a lie so long, you don't know when to stop. You don't know when it's safe.
Mm-hmm. Joe Ganascoli's on the phone. You know Miss Gay Vito. Joseph?
Hey, lover.
Yeah.
Hey, all the trouble you caused Gay Vito.
Yes. Good to speak to you, Joseph.
Adam, good to see you again, brother.
Saw him last Friday, I believe, on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Looking trim.
And you fell very much in love.
Moving like a cat. Hip replacement and moving like a gay cat.
I got my first step to the basket back.
Oh, really? He's got that quick first step.
Look out, NBA.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, not only NBA. Does the quick first step work when he goes to the hoop, but it's also good because he'll drain the three. He'll take the step, get you off him, and then fade out and drain the three on you.
I drain the three-piece set.
Yeah.
Well, the WNBA is chock full of the lesbians. NBA should have some gay guys in it, yeah.
Please. Joseph, I know you were a cook before you got involved with this whole thing. A chef. I'm sorry. I guess I'm thinking of Flapjack Johnny, the guy with the handlebar mustache. you're saying you have a meal to die for, which is a cookbook, right?
It's a cookbook novel based loosely on my life as a chef and when I was gambling. And to offset my losses, I became known as a food fence in my neighborhood. You know, just shrimp that falls off a truck, you know where to get rid of it. Homemade wine, we put phony labels on. We did oil transfusions, you know, stuff like
sure.
that.
Sure. You think you're drinking extra virgin olive oil, you're drinking transmission fluid.
Well, so canola anyway.
Few bucks. Yeah, canola oil. Same thing. And so this is a novel. A Meal to Die For is a novel, but are there recipes in the novel?
Yes, there's about 25 recipes. It's a 10-course dinner that Benny LaCoco's cooking. And each course leads into the chapter. And in the book, he goes on to, you know, cook for the mob. He's a gambling chef also. And they say, forget about what you owe us. We'll make big money doing this. You know, now you got protection. You're with us. And he does that. But the big boss asks him to cook the best meal he's ever made. And he thinks maybe he's going to get whacked, so he's reflecting on his life as he's preparing this dinner.
I think for me, I think the Italian food is the best if I'm going out for a big meal. But if I'm boozing and I got my buzz on, then I go with the Mexican in the Cinco de Mayo theme. Joseph, couple quick things. One is I want to talk about Gandolfini and his little Vespa accident. The other thing is all the weight loss you've had over the last year or so, over 100 pounds. You talk about this herb, this not drug, but this root you've been taking, right?
Cactus. It's from South Africa. It's called Hoodia, H57 Hoodia, and it's helped me tremendously to drop the weight. Now that I had the double hip replacement, I get back into a gym. I really get. You're gonna have me looking the way you want me to, Adam.
Yeah, I want to see you in that spinning class. I want to be in front of you on my Schwinn and look into my rearview mirror and see Gay Vito.
On your Schwenk? What'd you say? Schwinn? Schwenk? What?
Schwinn. Oh, come Schwinn. On. It's a bike. Yeah, that stuff. I saw a thing. I'm not trying to sell product, but if it does, it does. I saw that Hoodia thing on 60 Minutes, I think, a few months back, and they talk about some cactus that just grew in Africa, and now they're starting to farm this thing, and basically you eat it and you're not hungry.
Right. Well, it's the last thing Africans need to do is take anything diet supplement, right?
That's a good point. Yeah.
You know, but maybe it made him run faster.
Oh, but, okay.
You know what I mean?
Gay racist Vito. Yeah, so you take this pill and you're not hungry.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, you know, you eat to survive, right? But, you know, not the bad stuff. It just, you don't think about food all the time.
Right.
Well, he's lost the weight also. He's working it off, making aggressive love to Johnny Cakes all the time.
Yeah, what's going on with Johnny Cakes?
That was like Brokeback Mountain, that scene with you two laying by the lake in the shadow of the mountains.
I'm the Brokeback Goomba.
Now, what can we... You give us a little hint each time we talk to you about what we can expect coming up. I know you can't give too much away, but... A little morsel, a little sample out front of the Hickory Farm store would whet our appetite. What can you tell us about this coming Sunday?
Well, it's going to be a great episode for Pulley Walnuts and Bobby Bacala.
Mmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Kind of a little tiny feast, like a little San Gennaro type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's what it looked like. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, it looked like they were at the San Gennaro feast. Exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you been to that out here, by the way? Because Jimmy Kimmel and myself, mostly Jimmy Kimmel, actually all Jimmy Kimmel, got the San Gennaro feast started out here in Los Angeles.
Have you? Is that right?
Yeah.
You know what I did was doing a celebrity fit club. It was happening there, and I did go to it, and I had a lot of fun. So I think I'm going to go back out there this year. I'm going to do a little coverage for Jimmy.
Oh, good!
Oh, that's awesome. And Joey Buttafuoco actually had a stand last year.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah. Did you not see that? Yeah.
Yeah, that I didn't see.
Yeah.
Wow.
You could whack him, Gay Vito. If Phil Leotardo doesn't get you first, which is my hunch, as it is the hunch of many, that Phil Leotardo's had it with your gay lifestyle.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to straighten out the Frankie boy.
What's coming? It's coming after you.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Joseph, let me give your website a plug.
Right, Joe Soup, JoeSoup.com. They can read about the book. They can watch. They can watch it. They got a picture of me and you up there on the couch watching Godsmack with my little baby Kelly Pickle. Pickler.
Yeah, she was on Kimmel's show. It was Pickler. It was me sandwiched between Gay Vito and Kelly Pickler.
Yeah, and you're going to be honest, she was coming off to me, but I'm married then.
Yeah, she was. She
one
was
of
giving
the creepiest threesomes ever.
Yeah.
She was coming off to me. You were coming off to me. I mean, you know, I didn't know which way to go.
All right. Thank you very much, Joseph.
We'll Adam, be you're the best.
You know, you're the best, and we'll be watching this Sunday, HBO, 6 o'clock, Sopranos. It is, it's a virus. Once your body gets infected with the Sopranos, that's it.
You think he's going to get taken out, right?
I think the story is too good to end this quickly. It's sort of like, defusing the bomb in Act 2 of the movie. I think it's going to happen at the end of the movie, if it happens at all. It's too exciting, this new lifestyle Gay Vito's getting involved in, this imaginary gay town he's moved to. But I think eventually they're going to have to catch up to him.
Maybe
yeah.
Phil Leotardo, a.k.a. our pal Frank Vincent, goes toe-to-toe with Johnny Cakes.
That would be nice, too, yeah, for his honor.
A lot of friends of mine, though, think that this is a little bit of a jumping the shark for Sopranos. Do you guys think that at all?
The gay story.
The gay story. Like, it was kind of interesting at first, but then I think it's maybe getting a little too...
Well, here's what I think with just about every story, and whether it's a drama or a sitcom. You know, you turn on the TV now, it's all this Will and Grace. And the commercials for Will and Grace make you think it's an hour-long drama.
Yeah, it's supposed to be
funny.
It's
like, this week on Will and Grace... And she just looks at him and goes, if you're not the father, then who is? And there's a long dramatic
pause.
Where
does this leave me?
And I always turn to my wife and I go, this is a goddamn sitcom? Make with the funny. Please make with the funny. So there's a certain thing that happens when you've been on long enough. People get familiar with the characters, and then you have dramatic license. Now you can start spinning in 1,000 different directions. If you're going to do The Sopranos, and you're going to do The Sopranos in season number one, it better be all gangster stuff. It better be all about the mob and payola, payback, killing, snuffing a guy out. Must be all that. Now as you get into it, you start spinning off into all these different directions. Really, what it is you're able to examine, I think, the life of the people instead of the job of the people. The first season's got to be all about the job. Whether it's an FBI agent or whether it's a good fella, it has to be all about the mob, and then you start getting into the family and all that. To me, they're just exploring that, and it's interesting. I agree, maybe... maybe there's a happy medium. Maybe it's, maybe season number six, it's a little too much of the family life. And season number one, maybe it's too much mob stuff. Maybe sitcoms, maybe all this stuff. Maybe they're at their best in the middle somewhere where there's the sprinkling of the mob life and a dusting of the family. And it's a perfect union. Not too much to the left, not too much to the right. Probably that's where, when you go back historically and you look at a sitcom or you look at a drama or you look at any of this stuff, it's probably sort of the middle episodes that are the best. If it runs 6 years, it's season 3 and 4 that are the strongest 20 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't have any feelings on it. I just made all that up. I can speak eloquently and lengthily about almost any topic, even if I have almost no feelings about it. So there we go.
It's a gift.
Speaking of no feelings, let's do the news with Stacey Galandi.
Well, thank you, Adam. Mm-hmm. Congressman Patrick Kennedy is in trouble. He actually crashed his car into the Capitol in the middle of the night. Now, he's the son of Ted Kennedy, as we all know.
Yes.
He had to take a breathalyzer, but in a statement, he says that he was actually demented a little bit by some medication that he was taking, Ambien, for sleep problems.
Yes.
And he went into the Capitol, he thought, in the middle of the night because he had to actually cast a vote.
Yeah, I and everyone wants to know if he's getting special treatment. First off, I was looking at the car in the news. He's driving like an 87 Mustang, which looks like it has the V6 in it and about 300,000 miles on it. So, number one, I don't trust him. What the hell kind of Kennedy drives $9,000 worth of used car? Number two, they do this thing where it's, here's the deal. 0.08. After that, you're intoxicated. So if you look at the chart, you drink 3 beers, Stacy, you're at 0.08, you get pulled over, you get thrown in jail, your life is ruined. Now, you may be driving perfectly, and believe you me, I could drink 4 or 5 Coronas after this show, drive home perfectly, but if I went got pulled over, I would blow a .09, and therefore I would get a DUI, and therefore I would have to go to mandatory rehab meetings, and my life would be destroyed. Here's the deal. You're either intoxicated or you're not. It's not what you blow, it's what your head is. If I take a handful of Ambien and a bunch of Robitussin and I just drive my car into the embassy, I should get jailed. I should get penalized just as strongly as the three beers, if not. To me, it's the actions. Hey, if a guy can drink a six-pack and drive straight down the highway, God bless him. If you take a half of a children's bear aspirin and that forces you to drive your car into the White House, then I want you punished severely. That's the problem with society. We don't grade these things toward the individual. Listen, perhaps he got effed up. He needs to be punished. Yeah.
This is a case that you can bring up with the, I can't think of his name, the politician we have coming in later. Perhaps he can change California
Fabio
law
for Nunez. It.
Yes.
That's right. We'll talk to him.
Make this order one.
Speaker of the House, the California State Assembly, will speak to him a little bit later on. I have many ideas for him. But yes, so what? He needs to be punished. He took the Ambien. He took whatever other medication. He's a lightweight. He's delusional. He drove his cheap car into a barrier. And now he should be treated just like the rest of us who blow a .08 when we get pulled over.
Well, I think there's so many stories out now right now about the fact that so many people are getting doing crazy things because they're taking Ambien, so maybe he's kind of jumping on that bandwagon. But now, Donald Rumsfeld, a liar? Well, I guess a few folks in Atlanta think they've been lied to, and he was in town in Atlanta to give a speech. The defense secretary had to deal with a few irate protesters.
Mm-hmm. You've lied that Iraq's all would pay for the war! You've lied about everything! The CIA told you it was lies, but you lied! You lied!
That's my mom, by the way. I was humiliated watching
it. I was positive that was Vicki Lawrence from Mama's Family.
Now, Rumsfeld, not surprisingly, reacted this way.
You know, that charge is frequently leveled against the president for one reason or another, and it is so wrong and so unfair and so destructive of a free system.
I don't even understand why he's out there talking. What the hell? What's he got left on his dance card? What's he got, a couple years left? What's he got? What's Bush have left?
Two years.
Just lay low, ride it out. Ride out the storm.
Well, what is Rumsfeld's interest in sticking around for this? Please go, you creep. Everybody wants you to go, and I can't believe in your heart you enjoy this. Please, let's all be happy, and you go off into the sunset.
I think he wants to make it look like he's not, you know, being affected.
He's not fazed by it. Who the hell cares? Listen, everybody who is going to get everyone's ire up when they hit the stage, just slide under the radar. Lay low. Go fishing. That's all.
Now, you mentioned earlier with Joe Gay Vito, James Gandolfini almost got whacked by a New York taxi while riding his scooter.
That's right.
He was odd Tony Soprano on a scooter. I can't picture that. But now, according to HBO spokesperson, said the Soprano star is doing fine and his scooter is now in the repair shop. He left the scene in another taxi. So, I don't know.
Seems like he'd need two scooters, one for each cheek.
True? Yeah, it's like those fat twins from the Guinness book.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what he looks like when he's on the scooter. Yeah.
Appealing image.
Are we all going to go see Mission Impossible 3 tonight?
Oh, that's tonight that comes out.
I don't know if you've seen Tom Cruise in all his promotion.
Oh, sweet Jesus. The movie season begins.
Yes.
I didn't even realize it snuck up on me.
We're going tonight. We're going this weekend.
That's awesome.
He has done a world tour. I think it started in Paris, and he's been to Germany and London, and now he's, you know, there was four stops just in Manhattan alone 2 days ago.
It was all over the entertainment shows last night. He did four. He went to four premieres. Yes, in New York, he went to one in like Soho, and one in Hell's Kitchen, and one in Harlem, and he used a speedboat, a fire truck, a helicopter, and a custom motorcycle to get from one venue to the next. And it'd be like, Tom Cruise, Good Morning America. And he's just standing up there and his hands raised. He's pumped. And now he's on TRL and he's yelling up to Kanye West and the stupid clumsy white guy thing. Hey, my main man,
see you in Harlem.
Give me five. I love Harlem. He's screaming. And then he's on the jet. He gets strapped on the jetpack, and he goes sailing over to Harlem. Then it's off on the Scarab speedboat. And then he's barefoot water skiing down the Hudson River. It's crazy.
I did see the thing on Entertainment Tonight where he tried to black it up with the one guy. Like, yes. They showed on Extra Access Hollywood Entertainment, the insider, whichever correspondent was a black guy. Everybody else, he's like, yes, I'm very excited for Mission Impossible. Oh, it's going to be a great picture. Then the black guy gave him, like, the soul shake, and the black guy was like, what are you doing, white guy? And he's like, oh, well, how's Katie doing at home? How's the baby at home and everything? He's like, man, I left that bitch at home.
But how does he even know how the baby's doing? He hasn't been home, I think, since she was born.
Every time I see that, I think, where does this guy's energy come from? He's up at 4:30 in the morning doing Good Morning America. He did Letterman. Now he's going to four things. He's on the motorcycle. You know, I'm crabby after doing half a morning show one day a week. But Tuesday morning, I'm PO'd. I couldn't imagine people shoving mics in his face and everything. And I just thought, A, I'm angry but secretly jealous. B, could this guy just get goddamn mono already? Wouldn't that be great? That's my Mission Impossible. Lupus. I want to infect Tom Cruise with mono. I want him to be bedridden for 6 weeks. Just, I can't move a muscle. I feel like people took my bones out and replaced it with sand. I can't move, and I'm depressed. Bummed out. Would someone please give this guy a... here's what we need to do. I'm going to get my ring. My special ring that has a syringe at the bottom of it, just a little military grade syringe right at the bottom. I'm going to put Epstein-Barr virus and mono in it, and the next premiere I see him at, Tom, my man, I'm going to slap him right on the back of the neck. He's going to feel a little sting, but he'll move right forward with the interview, and then that's it. Tom Cruise with mono. He's too happy, and you know what? Everyone talks crap about him because of, you know, the religious thing and everything. We're all secretly jealous. If you see this guy, you're jealous.
No.
You just are.
I'm not.
You're not?
No,
I wish
I'm not.
I was him. I do.
Yeah, I like the idea, though, that you're going to go up to him, Tom, my man, mm-hmm. at the premiere. He'll see you coming.
No.
He'll be excited.
No, I'm going to get a black underling to do it, because this is what happens.
Yes.
We spoke about
interesting.
All the entertainment shows dispatch the black correspondent, and what happens is the celebrities, they're all very left wing and they're all very progressive, and even though they don't know the correspondent, they have to be nice because he's black, otherwise they'll seem like they're snubbing a black
man.
So they do the handshake and they ask how the kids is. There's a white guy to tell them to get away from you.
Yeah, the black hizzle. Yeah,
that's
I was
right.
just gonna say the black correspondents are as white as Geron, our intern, is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that doesn't make any difference.
But if you're Gwyneth Paltrow and you snub them, then it's a racist move.
Tom Cruise has to give him the soul brother number
one. He has to give him the soul shake. That's right. Get Geron in here and load up the Dakota ring with the needle in the base. Thank you.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Thank you.
Well, we'll have to all go see it anyway. But I'm Stacey Galani. That's the news, and it's all free.
SL Tiempo. Numero uno deportes, Asolo Dave Damashek.
Numero uno deportes.
That's
Asolo
right.
Asolo Dave.
Number one. Numero uno.
Hola. Hey, some basketball game last night, huh? Did you stay up and watch? So pathetic that it's a challenge to stay up till 10 o'clock or whatever time the game ended last night. But, yeah, I stayed up. It was a terrific ball game. The Valley of the Sun on cloud nine this morning. City of Angels feeling low. Suns over the Lakers. What a game six. Kobe went for 50. Steve Nash went for 32. With about a minute left in regulation, Kobe hit a spectacular three to give him a one-point lead. Then 30 seconds later, crazy spinning runner, put the Lakers up three. You figured they're in good shape as the mm-hmm. final seconds wind down. Then the Suns' Tim Thomas. By the way, this is emerging now that I think about it. It's one of the uglier NBA teams out there right now between Steve Nash, that freaky long hair and everything, and Tim Thomas with the huge big nose.
Well, the only thing wrong with Nash is his hair's long.
I think a little bit more than that. Looks like an alien, sort of. But anyway, he's dynamite. He's really a spectacular mm-hmm. ball player. So he hits a three, goes to overtime. Suns win it there by eight. Now it's off to Phoenix for game seven tomorrow night. The mighty Clippers await the winner.
Yeah.
The Clippers, well, on the rise.
Well, I didn't want to say anything when everyone was talking about how it's a lock that we're going to have our hallway series with the Lakers and the Clippers 4 or 5 days ago. But I was thinking to myself, you know, the Lakers just got past the Suns in a freakish win a few days back. I mean, the game series should have been 2-2 at that point. Is this really a lock?
Well, you would say, yeah, well, I agree with you, but you would say that the Phoenix has the edge now, coming back from 3-1 on their home court.
They
get Rajah Bell, the guy who's been primarily defending Kobe, gets back in Game 7. But
Rajah
Phil
Bell's
Jackson,
black?
That's correct.
I may use him to infect Cruz with mono. I'm going to use him as my field reporter with my with my syringe ring.
The Adam Cole Show's Rajah Bell.
Hey, what's that? Hey, my man.
Hey, dog.
Hey.
What's up?
Yeah, that's right. Pow. With the ring. Mono. Never hear from Cruz again. Interviews from bed.
They're the L.A. Clippers. They're finally kicking ass. Oh, yeah. It took them so
who wrote this?
Not to suck.
Rich Banks.
Oh, man, they suck.
They're waiting to see who they get to play. But one thing I will say to maintain some optimism for Lakers fans is Phil Jackson has never lost a Game 7.
Yeah, but they always do. We do every year somebody says that, whether it's football, baseball, or basketball. This has never happened before, and then it happens.
So you're
I'm
going,
worried.
So you're going with Phoenix. All
well, Suns at home.
Now, Shaq Fu and his pals moved on to the second round. They finished off the Bulls last night. Same deal for the Nets, who beat the Pacers. And Shaq Fu had a nice message after the game for people like yourself, Adam, about his relationship with his old man. Listen to this.
My father has been the remote control of my game all my life. And he gave me a call this morning. He told me, try a little bit of finesse. You know, the power game wasn't working. I was getting in foul trouble. My elbows was up too high. So he just told me to do something different. And I did that today. I stayed out of foul trouble, and I was able to be loose. So if you have, you know, little boys, if you're having problems with your fathers, don't have problems with your fathers. Fathers should be role models and your best friend like mine is.
Right. That's nice. Shaq Fu's a terrific fella.
Yes, little boys whose alcoholic dads beat them every night and then sodomize them repeatedly. Easy on pops, huh? Take it easy on the guy. He's
is that
dad.
The way it is for everybody?
I assume.
That's how you're going to be with your son?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not going
to
be drunk.
I forgot that you like to drink a 40 in the park after the show each day.
That's what I do. That's how I unwind. Yeah, I'm going to hit him with my syringe ring.
That's you time. That's me time, drinking the 40 out in the park.
That's right.
All right, let's talk pastime. Dodgers reeling. They got shut out last night in Chavez Ravine by the Padres. By the way, let me just say this quickly. The Padres uniforms are fine looking. They're navy blue hats. They got the cool, like, kind of sand-colored uniform when they're on the road. They're fine. Except for this. When they came to be, you know, whatever, 35, 40 years ago, they chose their team colors. Brown and gold.
That's right.
You don't get to change them.
That's the law.
You don't get to suddenly decide, oh, you know what? I think better of it. We're going to wear navy blue. I'm sorry, sir. You committed to something. Now you stick with it.
That's right.
The Pittsburgh Steelers aren't wearing red out onto the field in September, believe me.
Well, to me, it's like the uglier the chick, the more time she changes her hair. When you lose, you change all the time.
Yeah.
The Padres have perpetually blown over their 35-year career, with the exception of a couple of highlights. Point is when you suck, you change. When you win, you don't change.
Well, here's the point. I do not approve, and there's an early entry for the Jerk Report next week.
Wow.
The Bums, now 500. Arizona Snakes shut out the Cubbies. Barry the Creek Bonds and his pals got dumped by the Milwaukee Kegerators. Junior Circuit. Halos ended their 6-game swoon. They won in Detroit. The Athletic ones from Oakland whipped the Tribe. Mariners fail against the Chicago Pale Hose.
Pale Hose? That's the White Sox?
That's right. They're pale.
Wow. Nice.
I didn't come up with that.
No.
That's what they are. And, all right, we'll talk about this later. I saw something very interesting on Entertainment Tonight that I want to run past you, but that's going to have to keep for a little bit. But I do want to say the 783rd running of the Kentucky Derby tomorrow.
Mm.
This is one of those sports I know absolutely nothing about.
Mm. Yeah, me too.
And yet I'm captivated by it each year. And I want to bring highlight to a couple of the names of these horses. Have you seen these things?
Yeah.
Brother Derek is your favorite. Brother Derek, fine. Lawyer Ron, here's my worst one. Bob and John. It's one horse.
Yeah.
You don't get to give it two people names.
Yeah. Yeah, they're usually crazed names. They seem like they're translated from another language.
Do people realize that they're naming an animal? It's, you know, a name is a name. Like, Bob would be the best. How great would it be if there were Bob the Horse running the Derby?
The rule should be, if it wouldn't work on your Johnson, it's not going to work on the horse. You know what I mean? You want to go Big Duke or the Widowmaker, that's fine.
Perfect, exactly. Like, here you go, AP Warrior.
All now, right,
that's a good
okay,
name for
yeah.
the Wang.
That's right. If it doesn't work on the Wang, it doesn't work on the Stang.
How? Here's another great one.
I don't know if they run Mustangs, but the point is that worked, right?
Wow, how many of the... Think about this for a Wang. Bluegrass Cat. How about Private Val?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sharp Humor?
Yeah, I called that. I don't know, mine that in high school.
Yeah. Barbaro.
Barbara.
Barbaro. Steppenwolfer.
That's the name of the horse. Good,
the Wang,
good
yeah.
for the Wang, too.
And here. Oh, wow. Now that you brought this up, this is fascinating. How about this one? Flashy Bull.
Now that's Ooh. Nice.
But here is your best one. Best name for a horse and the best name for the Wang. Sinister Minister.
Wow. Yeah, we do that whole thing like, hey, Stacy.
Do you have to pray to it?
Yeah, you ask me. Ask me how I'm doing.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, but the Sinister Minister's feeling a little low.
What can you do to help?
Yeah, he's
the
depressed. Well, I don't know, but he needs someone to talk to.
A few Hail Marys?
I'm just saying.
Speaking of which, you also got Sweet Northern Saint.
I'll tell you, these are all good names. Wangs. Yes, yes. If they work on the Wang, they work on the Stang.
Well done, Corolla.
Thank
well
you.
Done. Good.
Write that down.
Numero uno deportes, Dave Harrison.
No one ever raced a Mustang, though, did they?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, we'll have to work that out. You know what I would do if I had a racehorse? I would paint him up like a Mustang. Put some white stripes on him and, you know, stuff like that. Make it look good. Or just do the big goldenpalace.com right on the side. You know, if a brother man, 140-pound brother man, can put it between the shoulders, imagine what you fit on a 1,200-pound horse. You know what I mean? Make some money. I'm
Very
always
clever.
Thinking. That's my
yep.
thing. I don't yep. even know where I get
if
this
it's
stuff.
It's good enough for the NASCARs. It's good enough for the horses.
All right. Now, we will take ourselves a little break. Play it off. Play us off, would you? We have our mariachi band in here. What song you got?
All you gotta do.
Oh, right, Sally, right, yeah.
Along with us and shake. Stay said shake. Yeah, all you gotta
All right, we're gonna take ourselves a break. We have our computer webmaster, Billy. I'm gonna try to get him a prom date. He's gonna sing his karaoke song. Cheryl Hines from RV and Curb Your Enthusiasm coming up. We'll be right back after this.
Ride, Sally, ride. Anda caballos, vamos ya. El cinco de pinco, vamos ya. I thought that was you, Esperanto.
Yeah, nice job there, boys. We have our... mariachi band in studio. They're staying, by the way. They're going to be a permanent fixture on the show.
Perfect.
I've fallen in love with these guys. Play that one huge guitar. I like that.
Can I say this? It's 7:37 in the a.m. and not a single beer has been cracked on Cinco de Mayo. I'm ashamed.
I'm disappointed.
That frat guy would be disgusted at all of us if he knew that.
Oh, wait. I'm getting a correction. Fat Tad is two in.
Okay. All right, so it's Cinco de Mayo. Ozzy's going to be cooking up some flap steak out in the parking lot. We'll partake of that.
And when's that
point.
Already, too? I yeah. can have
I'm,
a bite.
I'm getting hungry, too, yeah. Cheryl Hines, actress Cheryl Hines, RV, and Curb Your Enthusiasm, of course, going to be in a couple of few. But first, Billy, our webmaster.
Yeah.
What's happening, my brother?
Really nervous.
Billy's 17. He looks up to me.
Yes, I do.
I like that.
Yeah.
When did you realize you were an Adam Carolla fan?
The exact date was like February of 2000.
Wow, we go that far back.
Yeah, yeah, Loveline days.
You were just a lad.
Yeah.
11, 12 years old, right?
Somewhere around there.
Somewhere in there. Now, you go to Rio Honda High School?
I go to Buena Vista High
School. Buena Vista. Whatever it is.
Wonder when you'll have your first fan who wasn't alive when you first made the scene.
I don't know if that day will ever come, but it will be, well, perhaps if, yeah, it's a good point. Well, you need to hurry up and crap out a kid is really how it needs to work, Billy. All and right. Billy Moses, as he's known because it's his name, goes over to Buena Vista High School. It's prom season.
It is.
You need a date.
Yeah, by May 20th.
Right, because that is the prom.
It is.
So we're coming right up on that.
Yeah.
We're trying to help you out. Trying to help you get a date. Maybe we'll rent you a tuxedo. You deserve to go. You're a senior, right?
Yes, I am.
How would you describe yourself?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm ugly.
Oh,
Billy.
No.
Billy, that's not true.
No, everyone is beautiful. Billy. Everyone is beautiful. It's just, you know what it's like? Everyone is good looking. It's like the Starbucks. There's no smalls. There's just the ones that are the smallest, and then there are ones that are much bigger.
Billy is the human equivalent of the Starbucks tall.
Yes, that's right. You're not a small. You're a tall. It's just there's a whole bunch of other sizes that are bigger. But do you think you're unattractive? I don't think you're unattractive.
I don't think you could say that I am attractive.
Agreed.
But now, how does that make you feel?
Self-conscious level is at about a 6 out of 10 right now.
Feeling self-conscious. But you have other things going for you.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Know your way around a computer.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
You're an Adam Carolla fan.
I am.
All right, and look at you, 17 years of age, and here you are on the radio.
I can't believe it.
Surreal, isn't it?
Well, the best thing you have going for you is you have Adam Carolla at your disposal to try and help you get a date. How many people can claim that?
Yeah, sometimes people don't believe me on the internet when I say that. Yeah, I hang out with Adam Carolla on a regular basis. You know, I see him.
There's a good reason why they don't believe that.
All right, so, Billy, you've called a couple of gals.
I have, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And no luck so far.
No luck.
And by the way, they don't have to go to your school.
No, they don't.
They don't have to be, you know, sophomores over at Rio Honda in order to go out on a date with Billy. They can be just listening to this program.
That's true.
All you need is ovaries and your own set of wheels.
Yeah.
And Billy will take you to the prom.
Exactly.
All right. So I have a phone number of one of the girls here. You gave us Yesenia.
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 Yeah.
So now Ace is going to call and do the asking. This has to be a cinch.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody else wants this to happen, any other high schooler who doesn't have a prom day yet, can't work up the gumption to ask that special lady, call, go to the website, and Adam can do it.
Email, there's a prom email address, prom@adamcarolla.com, and just send all your info there.
He's the webmaster. He knows. Yesenia.
Yes.
Yeah. Where did you get her number?
She's from my school, and she's kind of hot. She's Mexican descent.
Mm.
She has long brown hair and a nice oval complexion, somewhat skinny. And,
okay.
And she's pretty.
Oval complexion. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either. All right. Let's give her a buzz. Let's see. Do I need to dial a 1? I'm going to do it anyway. 5, 6, 2...
Make sure you say 555.
Yeah, that's right. Now you confuse me, damn it. All right. There's your number. Do we have it?
Unfortunately, the person who gave you this number does not want to talk to you or speak to you ever again. We would like to take this opportunity to officially reject you. If you would like to order personalized rejection,
now what is that?
This number brings it on.
That is absolutely a real message. Is what Billy?
I mean, that's a real number.
That's a real. That's
this
the
is a number
she gave me.
This is a number you give out. And that's the message you give. So
that is not a joke. We did not tape that or anything.
No,
correct?
No,
this
we
is
did
a
not
real
tape
message.
That. No, if you're at a club and you're a good-looking girl and a guy's hitting on you and you want to give him a phone number but you don't want him to call you, this is the number. I guess it's a service.
What the hell kind of thing is this?
In high school.
This is evil.
This is evil.
Give somebody a number, give them hope, and then that's what you get when you call the number.
Well,
what kind of society?
All we used to do is just change one number of your phone number. We're not gonna.
Well, I gotta. Yeah, I know it's easy. Why humiliate someone this way? That's right. They just get hold of some pharmacy or something, and they think they screwed up. All I'm saying is when Billy dons the black duster and the kabuki makeup, and it's time for payback when he enters the campus with the shotgun and the explosive vest, she will be first. She will be number one. When he has his vengeance, Columbine style. All right. Oh, wait a minute.
That's crazy.
Alonzo?
Yeah, what's going on, Adam?
Would you like to go to the prom with Billy?
No, not exactly.
No.
But I do got some advice for him. Adam, love the show. Damashek, love the sports. But, yeah. Hey, Billy, it's not about looks, my man. It's all about confidence, if you ask me. You come across with confidence.
That's right.
All that look stuff, it goes right out the window. Because I haven't met a woman yet that likes a good-looking guy who's a piece. Mm-hmm. Rather than a confident guy, even though he might not be that attractive, I think you'll have a lot more going for you.
You have smart kids. I agree. Women are attracted to sort of personal momentum. However you feel about yourself, that's how they'll feel about you, whereas that doesn't work on guys. We're not that stupid. But the problem is when you don't have a car, you don't have any money, you got a little gut on you, and you're not the best-looking guy, What is there to be confident about? People talk to people all the time who are covered with stretch marks and man boobs and go, you need to be confident. How can I be confident? Exactly. I've seen me in my underpants.
And, you know, I've heard you on Loveline saying some people are just meant to be fat, some people are just meant to be skinny, and that's how the world works.
Yeah, but you're in between. Yeah. You're meant to be in between. You're cuddly. You're beautiful, cuddly little teddy bear.
Alonzo's right, because there are a lot of 24-year-old guys, since I've been out in L.A., a lot of 24-year-old guys that are doing nothing with themselves, but they tell the ladies of their aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to be a big star. I am going to be a big-time writer, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And the women fall for it.
Yeah.
Proclamations about what's to come is enough to get a woman.
I'm working on a clothing line. I got a clothing line. I got a T-shirt. It's called the Guy Dude Bro.
It outrages me. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
All I have to do is claim what's next to come.
I'm going to launch my own line.
Baby.
Yeah, I got a line. I'm launching a line. I got a line to launch. Yeah, just say you're working on a line of clothing.
8 years from now, I'm going to get much better looking, too.
Yeah.
You wait and see.
Yeah, entrepreneur. All right, Billy.
Yeah.
Everyone who's new to the show must sing a karaoke song.
Oh, great.
You know the rules, do you not?
No.
Well, now you do. You have to sing a karaoke song, and it's a get-to-know-yourself one, right, Braska?
That's right.
All right, so
but
now...
it's two birds, one stone, because once the ladies out there hear you sing...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Adam, I can guarantee you there's going to be a sudden increase in car accidents when I start to sing.
Wow. See? Yeah. Sense of humor. All right. I think we should take a quick break, though, because we are running behind. You're going to be doing... what song are you going to be doing? What karaoke song?
Studio.
Which... who sings that?
Phil Collins.
I think there's a longer title than that.
I don't know.
Susu Studio.
Yeah, that one.
Is that the song?
Yeah.
So he says it as though he's never heard of Phil Collins.
Well, I never heard of it until 5 minutes ago.
Wow.
Oh. Wow. It's funny that you would choose that as your karaoke song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I chose it.
Yeah. All right. So
thank you, Braska.
Billy, our webmaster, is going to sing a little Susu Studio for us in his Get to Know Him karaoke song. Also, I just saw the beautiful Cheryl Hines walk in, so we'll talk to her in a second. Quick break on the big Cinco de Mayo show. We'll be right back with Billy singing karaoke after this.
We want to hear Billy singing Phil Collins. He's the Bien Rancherita Serenade for Mother Day, partytimeentertainment.net. Ay, ay, with San Señor Corolla.
Yeah.
Mucho cuidado con los pijamas y las flores.
Wait, call me a
vamos
fat flower.
Rancho Grande, allá en Rancho Grande, allá donde viví.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo, everybody. Yeah, yeah. All right, that's enough out of you guys. I think we're going to keep them full time here.
I love it.
Yeah.
We'll pay him in beer.
Yeah, go talk to Jack Silver. See what we can do. Yeah. We'll talk to Jack, see if we can keep these guys on full time. We got a little Cinco de Mayo celebration going. And when you think Cinco de Mayo, you think Cheryl Hines. at least I do, from RV and Curb Your Enthusiasm. She's going to be in here in 1 second. Is Ozzy here yet? Has he got that flap steak going out there?
He was preparing stuff, but I think he's just coming in now.
He does. Here's the whole thing about Ozzy. It takes him a couple hours to grill up everything, but it takes him days in advance to prepare. A lot of marinating going on with the Oz man. All right. We are moving forward now with Billy. Billy Moses is 17. He's a senior over at Vista del Lago High.
Buena Vista
High School. It's an alternative school, yes?
Yeah.
All right, saying you have a prom coming up May 20th.
Yes, I do.
Looking for a date.
Billy thinks he's ugly.
He's not. Nah. He got a number, and it turned out to be one of those dump numbers. Alan?
Yeah, what's up? Adam.
Carolla. I'm trying to replace Marco Polo, the kids' pool game, with Adam Carolla.
Is that a long enough run? That, you should explain what that's about, but then when you do it,
I'm bored now.
Yeah, you seem tired of your own thing.
Here's all I'm saying. I want to walk down a city street, pass a public school, and see thousands of young black children in a pool. Because you don't see the juice in there. Just one day, just going, and I'll be old. I'll be using a cane, probably one of the stroke canes, you know, with the four little legs on it. And I'll just stand by the fence in my old man sweater with all the dandruff on it, the sauce and gravy spilled on the front. And I'll hear the little black children say, Adam Carolla. And a single tear will come out
the
of my...
camera will zoom in on your face.
Yes. And a single tear will trickle from my right nostril, because that's how I do it.
And you'll see just the corner of your mouth just curl up ever so slightly.
That's right.
Pleasure.
That's right. I'll go to the grave a happy man. Thank you. Alan?
Yeah.
So you have gotten one of those rejection line phone numbers before?
No, I used to use those in college. There's actually a website out, and back when I graduated in 2002, we used to give those out on business cards.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there's a whole list of them. They got them for every state.
And do they have different topics, or are they all just basically people being rejected for asking out?
I guess they've got a few different ones, but basically they're just, you know, rejection. You call up different ones, and one of the ones for California, you call up, and it says, just forget about this person because they've already forgotten about you. And
what kind of sinister person does this sort of thing?
Are you gay, Alan?
No.
So you have women coming up hitting on you? I mean, it's that big a problem that you need to have some cards made up?
Well, if they're ugly, of course.
And what else? What else do you use? Like one of those bang sticks?
Yeah.
One of those they use to repel sharks in case the ladies get too close to your groin?
Yep.
You hit them with the 12-gauge shotgun shell?
With a cattle prod.
Nice. Alan, I can't believe you handed out more. Now, you may have gotten drunk, gone up to women, and forced the card on them, but you never have. How good-looking can you be? Even Ted McGinley is not so good-looking. And that's a good-looking man, but not so good-looking that he would need those cards printed up. All right, Alan.
All fun. Thank you,
right,
Adam.
So they exist.
I don't like that.
Talk to D very quickly. D?
Hi.
What's happening, my sister?
What's happening, my brother?
You've used those cards yourself?
No, I want to know where I can get one.
Maybe I should just give the phone number out.
D, you can have one on one condition.
What's that?
You go to the prom with Billy.
Billy?
Mm-hmm.
What does he look like?
He's a handsome devil.
Yeah, he's a good look.
Got the phone call card.
Yeah, it's a good question. D, how old are you?
32. Too old to go to prom.
You're never too old to go to
prom. Experienced woman.
Sounds good.
Yeah. She could teach you about love and life.
Oh, definitely.
Should I just give the phone number out? People can write this number down.
They were going to promote this?
Well,
this is making the world an evil or a more evil place than it already was.
Well, maybe you're
breaking
right.
Breaking the heart of poor Billy
maybe
like this.
Maybe you're right. You're
he
right.
He goes to high school with my son.
He does?
Oh.
That'll really? Be uncomfortable at the after prom.
He goes to Rio Hondo, too?
No, but they probably will see each other out on prom night.
Because you're 32 years old?
Yeah.
How old's your son?
He's in ninth grade in high school.
No.
Wow.
So our school's only 10th to 12th grade.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you in the studio?
Yeah.
How come you're not at school?
That's a good point. Why aren't you at school?
He made a deal with the principal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the principal gave him his blessing to come on the show. I don't know why, but apparently he's keeping his grades
every
up.
Every day for the last 3 weeks, though?
No. I mean, I'm keeping my grades up. And
Billy goes to one of those alternative schools.
What? I do have to thank my principal, Mr. Macon.
We called him by his last name. That's interesting.
Yeah, because...
It's usually just Kenny. Let me explain how the conversation went with Billy and Mr. Macon, the principal. First off, long draw off a joint.
No.
Hey, Mr. Hey, Kenny?
Steve.
Yeah. What's up?
What's happening? I'm going to need a couple days off to go do the Adam Carolla radio show. Whatever, just don't give me the joint back.
Billy, you need to lighten up, dude.
Yeah.
take a toke on this.
You see these sandals? They're made of hemp. All right, hit the road. That's how it works. It's alternative school. It's not real school. Is there one person from your school that's going to college?
It's a good question.
No. Okay. Answer, no. But there is going to be one who's going to the prom. By God.
Yes.
By God.
It will happen.
And his name is Billy. It's coming up on the 20th. All right. So you have the Get to Know Yourself karaoke song for us?
I do.
Sussudio. Song that Billy has never heard, he says. 17 years of age.
Until 7 o'clock this morning.
Sad.
How did a gem like this fall by the wayside?
Billy, Webmaster Billy, is going to now sing his karaoke song. There's a little ramp up here, Billy. Turn up a little, Brian. I know this is a bad song, but I kind of miss it.
My name is Billy Moses, and I'm 17.
Yeah.
In the studio.
There's a pause, I think.
Nice and loud in the mic, Bill.
Now we're for the Adam Carolla website, but I don't get paid the same. In the studio. I go to Buena Vista and Paramount. I'm the president of student government. I'm the editor of our school newspaper. A representative for the educational board. In the studio.
What happened to Susu Studio?
Oh.
Stu Studio.
Well, I changed it to In the Studio.
Yeah, but go Stu Studio. Oh.
Now I know I'm not too young to take Jimmy Prescott's job.
Oh.
Stu Studio.
Yeah. Now you're going.
Give me a chance. Give me a sign. I'll do it anytime. In the studio.
All right.
Studio.
That's enough. I've heard enough. Like, we're weary.
Not enough.
It's terrible.
Yes.
All right. Is everyone ready to feel old? What year did that song come out? 88, 89? Something like that.
83, maybe.
86. Yeah, later than that. But yeah, probably late 80s. But let me say this.
Billy was not born yet.
I know, that's outrageous. Yeah. But let me just say this. I wish to promote next week the big showdown, the 80s music off. Two guys who claim to be able to identify any 80s song at the drop of a hat. Michael Rosenbaum, Lex Luthor on Smallville.
Mm-hmm.
Lex Luthor versus, it's Thursday, May 11th.
All right.
Six short days from now. Michael Rosenbaum, Lex Luthor versus Jimmy Kimmel, a.k.a. Pizza Man. Squaring off for the crown. Who knows more 80s music?
And I'll tell you, Kimmel is in peak form. I passed him. You know, we live next to each other. I passed him this morning, still dark outside, doing road work. Physically doing road work.
Jimmy?
Yes, red sweatsuit, huge headphones from the 80s with the antenna hanging off of them, and just running. Actually, he was holding two boom boxes on each shoulder, and he was just doing road work.
I saw him. I went by his house. He was doing the Tom Cruise thing in Risky Business in his underpants. But he was breakdancing.
He is in shape. He is prime. I don't know why, but it just made me think of when we'd all go to Jimmy's house every football season. We go there every Sunday. He puts out a big spread, and we watch the games. I bring my dog, Molly, all the time, and she's a
thrill for all of us to have your dog jump onto our half-eaten food.
Molly licks everyone's seven-layer dip and then breaks wind and then runs away at a certain point when someone leaves the back gate open. And what happened last time is the dog takes off and runs away. My wife gives me the full story every time. If anything happens to the dog, don't let keep an eye on the dog. The dog's going to get out. If the dog gets out, the dog keeps going, does not turn around, and then my wife will kill me if anything happens to the dog. I was over there last season, and somebody left the back gate open, and of course, Molly got out. And at a certain point, there's 10 of us watching a game. At a certain point, I say, oh, Christ. We got to take a break, Breska?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're out of here.
I know you're into the story.
All right. We'll take a break. All right.
Jimmy Kimmel wanted us this afternoon, but we're here instead.
All right.
Let me just say this.
We'll be back.
May I just say quickly, I don't want to raise the ire of Bruska any more than it already is, but let me just say this. Maybe for Billy, Molly as a prom date.
Mm.
Molly.
His My dog.
His dog, the story he was just telling.
Interesting. You got to listen, Billy. Oh. All right. We're going to take a break. Cheryl Hines is coming in. RV, Curb Your Enthusiasm. We'll be right back after this.
Hit it, boys!
Quiere bailar el mariachi loco. Quiere bailar el mariachi loco. Chiquiti bomba la bi bomba. Chiquiti bomba la bi bomba. A la bi bomba la bi.
We can stop and get a drink first.
What do you mean stop and have a drink first?
We can stop and have a leisurely drink.
you can have a drink at the restaurant if you want to have a drink.
No, but this will be nice.
It seems like we should just go and get the drink at the restaurant, huh?
I would like to stop off and have a drink on the way.
But it's the same drink. What's the difference where you have the drink?
It's a different atmosphere.
Cheryl Hines in studio. RV, number one at the box office last week. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Oh.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Good morning.
You have to bear with me because I have to finish my dog-related story before
Please
I
do.
Move on
Please
with you.
People are on pins and needles.
Yeah, sure. Well, you like pets, right?
They're fine.
You know what? If you don't like them, you and I are going to be thick as thieves, because if I found an attractive Hollywood actress that's just sort of lukewarm on pets and doesn't want to put out a goddamn calendar about pets and is not trying to raise money for pets, I will be very happy.
I'm lukewarm.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree. They're animals.
It's a lot of work.
Lukewarm is my porn name, by the way.
Oh, really? It's not Duke LaCrosse anymore.
I don't want to steal from you.
So anyway, I'm over at Jimmy Kimmel's house watching football, as we do every Sunday a few months back, with my dog Molly, who I'm lukewarm on, but my wife has enough love. She loves this dog. If I said to my wife, look, would you rather your dog Molly live 1 week less than whatever it was going to live, or all the world's orphans go to good homes? She'd say, screw the orphans. I'm worried about the dog. Yes.
What kind of dog is?
She's a lab.
Oh, a big
blonde lab.
Dogs.
Yeah. You know, tell me what you think we should do about this. My dog has one of those tails that turns up.
Yeah.
Not the kind that hangs down. And she has an unusually large anus.
Oh, no.
And I mean, it's like looking at a flesh frisbee behind the dog. And I want to train the dog's tail to go down, but I don't know what I do. Take a coat hanger and some duct tape and bend it, you know, and try to train it down. I know this isn't the kind of thing you like to talk about at 8 a.m., but
it's important, because if you're having that problem, there must be tons of people out there with the same problem.
People comment on it. Actually, my old gay assistant Matt's the only one that really had the guts just to pipe up and, you know, physically
make
hold his hand
make
love to it, but people physically have to hold their hand up so they don't see
it.
The dog's ass.
Yeah.
And I think if the dog's tail would just head down, it'd be no problem. And when the dog gets angry or suspicious, the tail will go down, so it can go that direction. Now, would it be cruel to take a piece of wire and wrap it around and then put a weight at the end of it? Or
not at all.
Not at all?
That sounds highly appropriate.
All right, I'm going to talk to my wife
about hot pants.
Duct tape.
You want me to call her?
Pants.
I think this
is a little bikini bottom.
So my dog, Molly, is over at Jimmy's. I brought her over there with me. He lives up the street from me. I just walked over there. Now I've had a few beers and noticed that someone left the gate open and the dog got loose. So I have to go out and look for the dog. And as a matter of fact, everyone disperses, Dave, you remember, going out looking for Molly. You run up and down the street, you know, shouting the dog's name.
I pretended I was sleeping.
I, who always wears, you see me now, you know, sweatpants and running shoes anyway, was wearing a t-shirt, sweatpants, and running shoes, took to the street running, working up a sweat, looking for the dog before she got hit by a car and I got divorced, was stopping cars along the way and asking them if they saw my dog, Molly, realized I still had the 16-ounce tall boy Budweiser that I was drinking over Jimmy's house in my hand and realized people must think Adam Carolla jogs with a Bud. You want to talk about man show.
Man, he lives it, dude.
Here's the guy's
word. I saw the man show dude running with a brew.
Nike, sweatpants, and he's on the road working up a sweat, but he's got a beer in his hand.
Nice.
That's a perfect transition into what I wanted to say to Cheryl, which is to say that I think that on Curb Your Enthusiasm, everybody watches you. All the fellas swoon. They say, what a woman. I'd love to have a woman like that. Funny, obviously, foxy, and so
we're
on and so forth.
Foxy.
But then in your real life, you live it too because you're a lot of fun. You're very funny and everything else. But then I know from watching you on Kimmel that you're a big football fan. You love to go to the games. Nothing more fun for you.
I do go to the football. Well, you know, I'm from Florida, so we have some serious football teams down there.
Yeah.
But mostly Florida State. You know, I mean, I when I'm home, I try to go to the Florida State game.
Sure.
It gets a little dangerous.
Why? Because you tailgate and you tie one on and you're not responsible for your actions?
Yes and yes.
Luke,
all of that.
Lukewarm on pets, loves kielbasa, loves the tailgate, loves collegiate ball.
Yeah.
My kind of woman. Are you? You're married.
I'm married, yeah.
Did you marry recently or have you been married for a while?
I've been married for 3 years.
She has a child.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
What do you do?
Child, yes.
What's that?
Do you give a crazy Hollywood name?
Catherine.
No, that's good. That's solid.
Catherine Rose. After my mom. My mom's name is Rosemary.
That's sweet. And look at you.
Fascinating.
How come I don't remember seeing you pregnant?
Oh, God, I was. I was.
Was it when you weren't filming Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Well, you know, we only shoot 10 episodes.
Yeah, no
every,
ass.
Every 3 years.
I know.
So we shot around it. Well, it just happened that I found out that we were going to have like a year off, so my husband and I decided to try, and it happened just like that.
And when? And by the way, speaking of Curb Your Enthusiasm, are you guys coming back for sixth season? I guess it is.
Yeah, it would be the sixth. I don't know. I just saw Larry, and he won't really give me an answer.
Do you think he has one?
I think. Listen. If I was a gambling woman, which I am, I would say
she gets more attractive. All
I would say that we are. But,
you are coming back.
But you haven't heard that from me because I don't know.
Larry
hasn't said anything.
Well, your gut is that
my
you'll come
gut
back.
Is that we'll come back. But nothing's. You know, who
and
knows?
Where? When would you come back if you did?
So stupid, I know. Well,
do people go to him? Does the network go to him? Do the other actors go to him and go, hey, Larry, I mean, how about it? I mean, what's going on? I mean, how about we get it together?
Yeah,
here?
You know, I ask him every time I talk to him, I'll say, so, you know, what do you think is happening with the show? He's always like, why do you want to know?
Maybe he thinks you're married.
He does. I go, it's my job. I'm just curious, you know, should I look for other jobs this year? Or, you know, he's like, I don't know. Why are you always bothering me? I don't know.
So it's essentially the same off camera.
Yeah, so I'm just, you know, you just stop asking.
I got we do something with guests called the hypothetical question.
Oh, God.
From time to time, that usually works about you driving cross country with either this guy or that guy. But we're going to change it up a little because Dave had a good one at the urinal today. And I have one that I enjoy, too. Now, I won't ask you for an answer yet. We'll go to break. But I'll pose the question before we go to break.
Okay.
And you bring Larry David up. So I think that'll be a good guy to play with. Here's the question.
Okay.
It's an interesting one to me. Stacey, you can play along. The hypothetical question is you pick out a person that you're not really physically attracted to, somebody you work with.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the guy. Maybe there's nothing wrong with him physically, but he gives you the creeps or the heebie-jeebies. Or maybe in the case of Larry David, it's both.
Oh, no!
I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian. In real life, you would not be with. That's the only thing that the great show, but you wouldn't be with him in real life.
Listen, Larry, you're too foxy. Larry is he's sexy. There's a sexiness about him that's
right that you don't appreciate. The point is okay. Here's my point. I'm not saying anything bad about Larry David.
Okay,
let's just use, or you want to use Jeff Garland? You can use him too. These are guys you work with. They're like brothers to you.
Right.
The idea of being intimate with them is repulsive because you know them on that level. It's almost incestuous, right?
Right.
All right. So now the question, and Stacey, you need to think of the person that you work with too. Perhaps it's me now. The point is this person repulses you. Do you sleep with that person one time, one bit of sex, a night of intimacy with that person, or don't? But everybody you work with swears you did. Don't answer yet. Let me make my point. Everyone does the knee-jerk reaction with, I don't care what people say. You don't care. Everybody on the set, now you're coming back for season 6, and everyone's just looking at you and laughing. Every time you guys are together, everything's a double entendre. Or do you just get it over with?
One night. One amendment to your thing, Stacey, instead of thinking about Corolla, think about Brusca. Brusca's your guy.
Brusca.
Okay. One night.
I wasn't sure if it should be Billy or
one
not.
One night in hell with Brusca.
And then nobody knows about it except you and him.
But he's got good nipples, I heard, right?
Huge areolas. Bigger than my dog's anus.
God, that's huge.
Yeah. That is mammoth. All right, think about it, ladies. That's the hypothetical. Mm-hmm. We'll take a quick break. Big Cinco de Mayo show. Oh, this one. Haven't heard this one before. We'll be back with Cheryl Hines in The Answer after this.
Guantanamera. Yeah, just one night with Brusco. Baby, gotta go, can't go, but don't you step my blue twig to have sex with the creepy guy, sex with the creepy guy tonight. Yeah, you gotta have sex with the creepy guy, sex with the creepy guy. He's so creepy. Hey, come on, Cheryl, go shake that maracas, baby. You're looking so cute. Yeah, sex with the creepy guy, shake it, baby.
All right, big Cinco de Mayo show. We have our mariachi band in studio.
Mm-hmm.
They do a custom song, whatever the occasion is. It's not good, but it's custom. It sounds like Blue Suede Shoes. They just repeat whatever you're talking about. Adam's dog's got a big butthole. Adam's dog. Kulo, that's right. Cheryl Hines in RV, name of her movie. Number one.
Thank you.
At the box office.
Thanks, everybody.
I saw some. Jeff Daniels has an RV, right?
He does, yeah.
He co-stars in the movie with you as well. He pulled up every day at the set in an RV.
He drove his RV from, where does he live? Michigan. He drove from Michigan to Vancouver in his RV.
Wow. Refreshing, though. You hear about these Hollywood types driving their,
you know, seems like an appealing ethanol powered. It really does. Driving around
buggies.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Really?
It is.
Why would you? Why would you drive? Listen, why would you drive all day and then park it and just go sleep in the back?
I don't know.
Like, don't you ever want to get out of this thing and walk around?
I sort of agree, but I can't. You know, most things that sound really good can also sound really bad. Do you know, like running with the bulls? There's a part of it that sounds amazing. Oh my God, I've never felt more alive. And then there's a part where you're being gored by a bull. The RV thing feels the same for me. The open highway, the open road, the man not telling you whatever. And then there's a part where you're sleeping on a cot mattress and watching your wife get gang raped when you're stopped at some. We pulled off the side of the road somewhere in Arizona, right?
I guess if it comes to that.
It's one or the other. No in between.
It's a little extreme, but yeah, no, there's no in between.
There's no in between when it comes to RVing. And so, so not the life for you.
No, thank you.
Could you imagine one day retiring, perhaps, and your husband coming home with the RV?
No.
You want your big screen TV, you want your sofa, you want your gourmet kitchen, right?
Yeah, those are the things that I really want. But no, I don't need a pop out. I don't need the tables fold down and then you can sleep on that somehow.
I have a rule that when I don't go to the bathroom and anything that doesn't make it to the ocean in less than 20 minutes.
Wow.
That's my thing. my fecal matter must hit the ocean in 19 minutes and 59 seconds or less, otherwise I'm out. I don't travel around. That's just, it's really a giant smart. Septic tank.
It's really,
you take a septic tank, you put wheels on it, and you drive around. Yeah. That's what an RV is.
Yeah.
I should open a dealership. Now to just call one the Grand Septic Tank. Uh-huh. Instead of the Comanche Road Commander or something, let's call it the Septic Tank. All right, I know there was some septic tank humor in the movie.
There was, yes. There's some poop jokes. I'm not gonna lie.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Cheryl, you've thought about, and Stacey, you've thought about your hypothetical.
Yeah.
Yes.
Question now. Yeah. Let me just reset again. Hypothetical question. Somebody you work with, guys or girls, doesn't matter. We can all play along. Everyone, close your eyes, especially if you're driving. Close your eyes. Think about the least attractive person that you work with. All right.
I'm a lesbian.
Okay, for everyone here, it's Brusca. But everyone has their Brusca.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone works with that guy that maybe there's nothing wrong with him physically, but it gives you the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
He undresses you.
Or in Brusca's case, both.
Is that true what?
Am I creepy?
I think you're adorable.
Thanks.
He's cute.
All right, but we have Larry David for you.
Larry is not creepy.
Nothing wrong with him.
He's creepy?
Yes, I do.
And Jeff Garland.
Jeff Garland. Either one.
No retort to that one.
I work with two of the sexiest men in Hollywood.
That's right. Jeff Garland, Larry David.
I dare you to say anything different.
No, you see, and whenever People does the most beautiful, they do that list. It's always Larry David, Jeff Garland. Or sometimes it's Jeff, then Larry. They flip-flop. And then Brad, then the rest of the guys. Point is, you know, there's nothing wrong with them, but you work with them, so it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, the next part of the question. So, do you sleep with that person one night? I'm not talking about hopping in the RV and going to the Grand Canyon for a long weekend.
Right.
I'm just one night of intimacy with this person, and he will forget about it.
Oh, he doesn't have a...
He doesn't know
he doesn't have a memory of it?
He has no recollection. His head is shaking like an Etch-a-Sketch. Zero.
See, that's different.
That makes it easy.
Yeah, no, that's different because I thought then for the rest of your life, he looks at you across the table like, ew, remember when we did that?
Right. No, it is either that or you don't sleep with him, but everybody swears you did and there's nothing you can do to talk them out of it.
Hmm. Whoa.
How say you, Cheryl Hines?
I would have to say a nice bottle of tequila.
That's right.
Some real soft music. And one night of pure bliss.
That's right.
To be forgotten.
It'll be life imitating art. So you're saying, although Larry's a very attractive man, you must get boozed up in order to be with him.
I'm not talking about Larry.
He's the hypothetical guy.
I'm thinking about somebody that you guys don't know.
Mm-hmm. We don't know Larry David.
Well, tell us his name. Maybe we know.
But the point is...
The guy who plays Larry's father? The thick glasses.
Shelley Berman. He's great.
Shelley Berman. He's great, but is he great in the sack?
But do I want to sleep with...
Yes.
He's probably listening right now.
It's Richard Kind.
Richard Kind? So I don't...
You would do it, though. That's my point.
I think I would.
You'd have a couple pops and get down with Larry.
I think...
Yes.
God. Oh, my God.
He's the hypothetical man.
What are you
man.
Doing with this?
The point is you would do it rather than deal with the raised eyebrows the next day the judging.
I think so.
Okay. Good to know. Stacey?
I'd sleep with him.
You'd sleep with Fresca.
Yeah. Not that I agree that he is the most unattractive person here, just so you know, Jimmy. And there's, you know, the moral problems with sleeping with your boss, that's, you know,
sure.
That's a little...
So the ruling on the field is that you both would have the sex.
Yeah.
Okay, let's...
I don't like people talking about it.
Let's check with the referee.
I think the referees are, they're huddling. It looks like they're going to the booth with it.
Well, they got to review it.
What do you think, Adam?
It's a tough review. I think the play will stand. On the field, yeah, but I don't know.
Well, I don't. Looks like they're coming out from under the booth here. Looks like the referee's turning his mic on.
Scared of the referees.
Further review.
Touchdown.
The ruling on the field is reversed.
Oh
my God!
No sex.
But no.
No sex. Everyone is going to just think you did have sex. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh!
Oh.
But so But the people that think we did, they feel like they know for sure that we did it.
They will know for sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's the way it's got to go.
Not, well, everyone, if it's me and Jimmy, then they're probably just jealous.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
The lesbians are,
All the ladies are jealous. All the ladies are jealous.
How about that same game with Robin Williams?
Oh, God. Why am I here this morning?
You're here to plug RV. Number one.
Starring Robin Williams.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Number one at the box office.
Yes, number one at the box office.
You want it to stay that way, don't you, sweetie?
Yeah, yes,
well,
I do.
Well, then you'll play the goddamn game.
All right. I'll do it with Robin. I don't listen. Oh, come on.
We attracted to Robin working with us.
He has really hyper hands.
Oh, God.
Really?
Well, I mean,
Robin is a very, he's a very fascinating person.
Yes.
I have to say.
He's complex.
He's a very complex man.
Generous.
Very generous.
Generous as an actor. I'm sorry.
He is a very generous actor.
Does he seem tortured at all?
Well, I don't know if I'd say tortured.
But you know, there's certain people that just don't feel comfortable in their own skin.
Yeah.
And they're some of the greatest contributors to society of all time. The greatest artists end up killing themselves after they write their sonatas and stuff. Is he one of those guys?
No, I don't feel like he's one of those guys. I do feel like there's a quiet side to him that most people don't get to see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like he's tortured. I feel like there's a lot going on up there all the time.
Do you think he's one of these guys who painted himself into a creative corner where people expect Robin Williams to act like Robin Williams when they interview him, and therefore he has to take on a caricature of himself?
Well, I do. In some regards, I do, because he is, you know, people do expect him to be crazy Robin Williams. And at the same time, that's who he is. I mean, he can't control it. Mm-hmm. So even if you're just sitting there, you know, at the snack table with him, he's doing his bits about the carrots and celery.
How fast did that get old?
No, but he can't help it. And by the way, he doesn't care if you laugh or you listen or you don't, because it doesn't matter.
Really?
He's not doing it for reaction from somebody. He just does it because he can't help it.
Well, right. Having sex with him would be like having sex with a number of people at once.
Baptist minister.
All right, so it comes down to this. Yes. So it comes down to this. Robin Williams or Larry David.
Oh, my God.
One or the other.
You guys. Wait.
Choose.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
I don't either.
We're talking about what happens between the sheets.
Oh, my God. Why am I?
Why?
Where's the
because RV was number one at the theater last week. And today's Friday. And this marks the beginning of a second weekend in box office receipts. You want to keep it number one.
Or if you want Curb Your Enthusiasm to come back, maybe you go with Larry David.
Oh, my God. My phone is going to be ringing this morning.
They don't listen to this radio show. Let's be honest.
They know people who listen to this.
I'm quite
sure.
Okay.
There's nothing I say out there that doesn't get back to somebody somewhere.
Well, so far, you got it hot for Larry and Robin, in my mind.
Two of the hottest men in Hollywood.
Exactly.
Well, Robin is actually an attractive man, wouldn't you say?
He is attractive.
Yeah. He's how old a man is he, by the way? Is he early 50s?
Yeah.
He looks good.
Yeah. No, he looks great.
Good shape.
He's in great shape. He does a lot of bicycling.
Wow.
So I thought you should know that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't say that. Listen, once again, I think Larry is a sexy person. Why am I talking? I gotta
you
stop
don't
talking.
Have to talk anymore. You don't defend Larry David. He's a comedic genius. That's all you need to say.
The mariachi band is going to have the answer. Sense of humor is very attractive.
God. Yes. All right. We need to take ourselves a break. Cheryl Hines, thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
RV, everybody.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Number one last week. Go this week. Find out why it was number one last week.
Good point.
You don't get to be number one for nothing.
See what all the buzz is about.
That's right. Cheryl Hines, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Look forward to Curb Your Enthusiasm. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Yes. We'll be back after this.
In an RV is kind of tight and magiqua in RV. Oh, que loco. Numero uno. Que bien shake it, Cheryl. Larry.
No, that's not it at all.
You don't like that. You don't like the other.
Basically, I feel like I should be the only Indian. I have to be the only one. And that's the way it goes, man. That's fantastic.
Sarjeet Ahluwalia in studio.
Hey,
is our intern.
Good. Hey, Adam. Thanks, buddy. That was fantastic, the intro.
No problem, my brother.
Other intern.
Sarjeet is of Indian descent.
Oh, yeah.
It's... Yeah. He's doing...
Hey, it's Doug.
He's gonna
what
do...
are you calling him?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, he likes to be called Doug. That's his American name. He's an intern over here at the Adam Carolla Show, and he wants to do the Hollywood happening, so he has a report for us. By the way, just let me explain. I'm not sure if I like it or you're going to get fired, Brian, but Brian Bishop, who does the phones on this show, has a monumental task. He's taking over for Mike Lynch, who's off getting married and then going to his honeymoon. There is a board here with several thousand buttons and potentiometers and things that need to be put in just the right place. Otherwise, this show is going to sound like fried ass. He just cracked himself a beer, and it is his first day on that board. He's essentially flying the space shuttle on its maiden voyage, and he decided he better crack a cold one.
Well, it's time for cruise control. He's earned at least a C-minus so far.
At 8:47 in the morning, the very first day he's on the very complicated board, he announced that if they're out of Dos Equis, bring him a Miller.
Sometimes I get a little bummed out about the sound effect.
You got to blow. I understand he wanted take the edge off. And let me say something. You know what I'm like? I'm like the rich tycoon when the underling stands up to him and everyone thinks he's going to get fired. And then I go, I admire you, son. Yeah. You got a set of brass ones. You know, if you all had the moxie that this kid had, and then I say, it reminds me of a young Adam. I remember a few years back when I started in
bunch
radio.
Of yes men and kiss asses. You could learn a thing or two from
that's
Brian.
Right. You all should have yourself a cold one at 8:45 in the morning. That's right. All right. So you got the Dos Equis, and you're ready to run the board. There's the sound effect. What? Sorry, Sarjeet. Doug. Yes. Now it is time for Doug, our intern, in his Hollywood happenings.
Here's what's happening, people, in case you were waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Paris Hilton, mm-hmm. You know the girl named right. after the hotel?
Right.
You know, she's been caught kissing some fellow.
Mm-hmm.
He's a chap that plays football.
Right.
Matt Liner. Thank you.
Right.
USC and from around Los Angeles.
He's in the UFC.
No, USC.
USC.
University of Southern California.
Oh,
yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
What happened to the other chap, the starving, naked, rickets?
The Greek tycoon. I don't know, but I was watching Entertainment Tonight, and they had photos of him sitting in his Humvee crying out front of her apartment.
That's hot.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that guy's gay.
He's
so pathetic.
He's gay, she's a hoe.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's kissing some new fellow. And,
yes.
Good luck to them.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Nicole is pregnant.
Yeah.
She's having baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is type of. It's supposed to say 81 or 31.
Mm-hmm.
But she's...
How old she is? Yeah, I think it's probably 31.
She's 38, but mm-hmm. this chap is... Is Stacey, you're on Inside Edition, or what's the channel?
Inside Edition. That's it's syndicated, one. Yep.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
It's in many
Maybe I can
channels.
Sleep my way to your show, huh?
Sure.
That'll be fantastic.
Sarjeet's just an intern. He's doing a nice job,
he's
right, Stacey?
Very well, and he didn't have to sleep with anyone to get this job, did he?
Oh, a little bit.
He's curry smooth.
Jimmy was gentle, but he was nice.
Was it hypothetical or...
I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
That's it.
That was the Dos Equis talking. Don't worry about
yeah,
it, Brusca.
That's good.
All right, Doug. Keep on keeping on.
So she's having baby with Larry Burkhead.
Larry Bulkhead?
Bulkhead, that's what I sit when I'm on the airplane.
Wow. Yeah, get a little more leg room there.
Yes.
Larry Bulkhead has knocked her up.
Yes, he lives in California. He writes for USA Today, and he met her at the Kentucky Derby. I think she was racing.
You think she's actually out on
the course?
That's
when she was bigger, no?
Yes. She's lost some weight, and she is looking foxy, I must say. She has a lot of detractors, but she looks pretty damn hot, I gotta say.
And she has baby bump.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
I've got new terms. You know, the kids are talking.
Mm-hmm.
Baby bump means pregnant belly.
Yeah, it's weird.
And that's hot.
Yeah.
That's another one that the kids
are saying. Yeah, that's hot.
That's,
baby bump.
That's pretty
that's
easy.
Hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One day they're all going to be saying my thing.
You actually came up with that.
I have one. It's fantastic. You'll hear it shortly.
Yeah, it's coming.
Don't blow your load before you're finished.
Sarjeet's a Hollywood insider himself.
Yeah.
Now Terry Hatcher mm-hmm. and Ryan Seacrest are finished.
Yeah.
She hasn't seen him since she made out with him in the park. But that's because he's with some other fellow.
Yeah. Well, I saw that on the Hollywood News last night, and they were talking about maybe the paparazzi that took the picture of them kissing was brought to the scene by his people.
I did hear that he immediately called her right after that and said, we can't do this.
Right. So you go out with Terry Hatcher, you do a little smoochie on the beach, you make sure there's a guy there to take a picture of it, they put it in all the papers, people stop saying you're gay, and then you break up with your beard a second later. Interesting hypotheses. Another thing is she's sitting down doing all these crazy interviews being molested. She just gets done talking about being brutally molested by her uncle and then starts talking about having crazy sex in the same breath, which is really weird because it's like taking a...
They're sort of intertwined.
Yeah, it's like taking a bite of liver and then taking a bite of ice cream and then taking a bite of liver again. It screws up your mouth.
But then the whole thing is after she's saying how normal she is.
Yeah. And then
she says, I sit in my kitchen crying.
Yeah, and then
that's retarded.
Crazy. And then the crazy interview, like, when do you talk to your daughter about, whatever you got to do with your daughter about talking to her about being molested, just do it on your own time, would you? Do we really need to know this?
She needs to keep quiet.
You know what I'm tired? I'm tired of everyone hiding under this cloak of, hey, if I can help one other person come forward, then I'm going to have a press conference about whatever weirdness happened to me many years ago. Just shut up and go to a therapist and deal with it. We understand there's molestation in the world. We don't need Terry Hatcher to explain to us that this goes on.
I'll be honest with you. I have my doubts if I will make it in this business because, and only because, I have not been touched by an uncle.
Well, the day is young.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Consider Adam uncle your uncle.
Adam.
Yes.
Very good. So that's her deal. She's single, I'm guessing. No more George Clooney. He's far too good looking of a man for such a skinny kid.
Yeah, she can't get a date.
And she's got bunions.
You know, it's George's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Is it? How old is he?
He's going to be 45.
45.
Not that I keep track of these things.
He's lying. And Nicole Richie is admitting she's too thin. Yes. Let me tell you this, Adam. Yes. I am from a place called India. Now, India...
Oh, you're not born and raised in the U.S.
No. I know you know, because I know these words you think maybe I am.
Yes.
Like making baby bump. Yeah. Bucks.
Right. Right.
Lots of money.
So you're from India.
And let me tell you, people in India think that Nicole Richie is too thin.
Wow, that's bad. Yeah.
She's a couple of flies short of a UNICEF commercial.
Really? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I like the interesting spin she puts on it, too. And by the way, she was formerly overweight. She was a little bit heavy. So
but
it's
she
not,
was pudgy.
Yeah, but she doesn't. Yeah, she doesn't have a tapeworm. She doesn't have a condition. It's not an overactive thyroid or something. She's starving herself. And I like the way they skirt around the issue, which is I don't have an eating disorder, but I am going to see a doctor and a nutritionist and a therapist to eat. Drive through the Arby's, sweetie. Obviously, yeah, there's issues going on here.
See, that's the difference between North America and India. Is that in India, if you are rich, you are fat. And in America, if you're thin, you're rich.
Interesting.
That's not drum roll. That's fantastic news.
That's fantastic. No, you want to let the world know that you're robust, that you have money, that you're wealthy. Put weight on. Smart.
Now, Adam, I should tell you that that's all the news I have, and that's the way it goes.
You hear that?
That's
you hear that,
Stacey?
Stacey.
Oh, man, I wanted to use that one.
That's good, right?
I'm going to... It's yours. Take it for an hour.
Which ones did you reject?
Well, here's the thing. I want to know something. Who let the dogs out?
Yeah, now, see, that one wouldn't have worked, because that's old. Who let the dogs out wouldn't have been as good as that's the way it goes. Give it to us one more time and send us in a commercial.
I'm Sarjeet Doug Aluwalia, and that's the way it goes, man.
I think we're going to be hearing Lindsay Lohan say that by the end of this weekend.
Solid. All right, it'll be the next Where's the Beef.
Adam Coffee.
Thank you. Take a quick, break.
In here.
Somebody's going to have to get Adam some coffee. We'll be back with the news and the sports. Ozzy's cooking his flap steak in the big Cinco de Mayo show.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, Adam Carolla. Go get Adam the coffee, some chai. Go get Adam coffee. Would you like a small bag? Hey, the dog, the intern, would you like a small bag? Hey, that's Pakistani. Hey, go get Adam coffee. Bamba, bamba. Bamba, bamba. Bamba, bamba. Hora, bamba. Echo.
This is very sad. Thank you. Yeah. We've got the big Cinco de Mayo show coming to the home stretch.
Good to see Brusca drinking a beer, and it's light. He's watching his figure, apparently.
Is Ozzy cooking that flap steak yet? Where the hell is Oswaldo in my flap steak?
He's got a lot of excuses, but...
You should be up there any minute.
Brusca doesn't care. He's late. You know what? He's a good guy, and I don't want to say he's late by 3 hours, but he's late by 3 hours.
It's a great show. A lot of fun.
All right. Jimmy Brusca, crack producer. Now Dave Damashek has cracked himself a Dos Equis.
You know, I was thinking, by the way. Yeah, it is good. Hey, but no, it's Pilsner or Kel, actually. Ooh. But let me say this to you, is that you were talking about the getting a DUI and that, you know, what you can tolerate and everything, and it shouldn't be a blood alcohol level. The shame would be is if they did change that, because one beer, my entire life, I can sit down and drink 12 or 14 if need be, but the first one, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Anyone who's ever drunk with me knows that.
You get a nice buzz going off that first
beer. By the end of this bottle, I will be loaded, and what would be more embarrassing than to get pulled over and get a DUI after having one beer? Good Christ, I'm gay.
Well, you know, as I've said many times, what we do with society is we just make a law and we cast a net over everyone in society. That's why you have the red-headed old lady taking her shoes off and getting a prod put up her at the airport security, because there's one law and it's for everybody. And the thing that I've never understood, and this is what I want, the speed limit is 55 miles an hour, maybe it's 65 in certain parts of town. If you're driving a 67 VW bus with four bald tires on it, 65 is too fast. If you're driving a 06 Z06 Corvette with speed-rated tires on it, self-adjusting suspension, dampeners, airbags up the wazoo, you're safe at 170 miles an hour. It should be adjusted. You understand, my mother driving a VW bus with four bald tires gets the same ticket as a NASCAR driver who's driving a souped-up Corvette at the exact same price and vice versa.
I'm with you. My mother's ability to hold the booze shouldn't be held to the same standard as, for instance,
I'll tell you what I want. I know it's not going to win me a lot of fans or over at MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, but here's what I'd like. Just right next to the sticker on my license where it says donor, I want the heavyweight designation. Now, here's what we do. Don't take my word for it. We go down to the parking lot of the Hollywood Bowl on a Sunday when it's empty. We put some cones out there, put a couple eggs on them, whatever it takes. The ace man funnels a sixer, and then we see how I do in the obstacle course. I don't knock over any cones. That means I'm rated up to a six-pack. Whatever it is, you keep going until you vomit. 12-pack. You know, pony keg, whatever it is. Now, my mom gets pulled over. Now, it works the other way. 0.08, that's the middle. My mom has a thimble of Chardonnay, and her skirt's up over her head, and she's dancing on the table. It is not pretty during Thanksgiving. But the point is my mom is at a 0.03, she shouldn't be on the road. I could be at 2.0, and I'm still driving like a champ. That's my point. We get the designation. I show the license. That's all. And everything's fine.
I'm with you.
Ozzy's on the phone.
It's nice. Oh, no.
Getting pulled over with impunity. Ozzy?
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, what's happening, Ozzy? I thought we were getting our flap steak, brother.
Good morning, man. You know, the young cow is very young. Runner too much. The guy take a lot of difficulty, you know, for finding.
You want to
and cat.
Right, right. Now, I understand. You let me just see if I can, because I speak fluent Ozzy, which is a sort of Mexican gibberish. You went to the meat market. You went to the butcher.
Yep.
You're looking for the young cow.
Yeah.
and he couldn't find it.
Yeah, you know, the guy not find it very quick, you know. He's very young. Runner a lot.
Could you roll just one more R, please? he ruined...
Runner.
What?
Runner. For save the life. For us looking for killer and make a flat stay.
Right. Well, where are you now? Are you at the Mexican market?
No, I am in the parking lot.
Oh, you're here.
I have the preparation, the chimichurri, the salsa, the Mexican style, the Latin style, Nicaragua style, you know?
Uh-huh. All right. So you're in the parking lot. Have you fired up the barbecue yet?
Yeah. Okay. I run the old iron, you know, to the area, the process area.
Mm-hmm.
And the food will be ready by the time Tom Likas hits the air, then.
Right.
Is David Damashek?
Yeah, it's Dave Damashek, this number one sports. Ozzie.
Hey, what's up, man?
How are you?
All right,
good
look.
Christ, I'm gay. Would you stop talking and start talking?
Yes, every moment we spend talking is a moment you could have spent on the barbecue. So, Ozzie.
Yep.
I command you to fire up that barbecue. And get,
okay, thank you.
Get, okay, thank you. And by the way, Ozzy, how are we going to work off all that money I gave you the other day?
What, the money?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, my brother is very good to my country.
His brother fell out of...
What money you talk to?
All right. Your brother fell out of a tree in Nicaragua, right?
Yeah, in December.
And he needed surgery.
Yeah.
So I gave you...
In Costa Rica.
I gave him $5,000.
Yeah.
Now I need him to work it off. Maybe this is part of it, Ozzy. Is your brother doing okay, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's better now, yeah.
Okay. Fire up that grill and get that flap steak cooking.
Okay, man.
All right.
Worry.
All right, no worries.
I'll take care of you after the show.
Thanks, brother. I will talk to you soon. Okay. All right, so it's Waldo. I guess he had trouble with the Mexican butcher, but he got his baby cow. And now we're going to consume the baby cow.
I don't know how you can understand him.
Oh, yes. It's just one of those things. Like I said, you know what your dog wants. You know the difference between having to go number two and taking a walk and excited to see the mailman. That's how I know Ozzy.
Adam is the Han Solo to Ozzy's Chewbacca.
Oh, mm-hmm. Is he? Okay.
All right. Now it is time to do the news with Stacey Galani.
Thank you, my dear. Well, obviously, being Cinco de Mayo, everyone is drinking today, but Representative Patrick Kennedy says he was not under the influence when he ran his car into the Capitol yesterday, very, very early in the morning. He says that he was apparently disoriented by medication that he took and thought he had to go cast a vote at the Capitol. Well, now the Capitol Police are actually investigating the crash and what really went on.
By the way, people make the distinction between, you know, drugs that are prescribed to them by the doctor, the ones they get off the street corner from the dealer, or the booze they get at the liquor store. Impaired is impaired. Intoxicated is intoxicated. You get impaired, you get high, you get effed up, you get behind the wheel of your car, that's it. Whether it's booze, pot, heroin, or prescription drugs, whatever it is, you're effed up. You got behind the wheel of your car. You're going to do time. He's a Kennedy. He's getting off.
Well,
they didn't even give him a breathalyzer or anything. No. It reeks to high heaven. And the scariest part is he's driving a turquoise convertible with a beige top. By the way, turquoise. No worse goddamn. Listen, turquoise is good for an Indian's belt buckle. It's not good for a sports car. He's driving a Mustang. A turquoise Mustang. Stock rims. V6. Looks like an 88. The car is literally worth $6,500. He's a Kennedy, for Christ's sake.
He's due for a new one now.
That's right.
Well, you're not big fans of Prince, but are you fans of Deborah Harry from Blondie?
I like Blondie.
Yeah, well, she was recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but she's written a song dedicated to rapper Lil' Kim and all of her legal troubles.
Mm.
Deborah might have to be locked up after this song, so if you can just take a listen.
Throw down your sweet 16. Lil' Kim can do it, she can phone it in. She wants love and affection, not the house of correction. She stands where she stands, it's all in her hand. She the diggy, a biggie, what you want for a giggy? She got her under her wiggy. Then there was a voice from the other
side. Damashek's cousin busts a better rhyme than this.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's horrible.
It's not good.
I think, you know, she was hot. The band was good. I don't think she was bursting with talent. I think she was right place, right time, and had the right look and sung just good enough to get away with it. And the kind of music they were doing, you didn't have to have great pipes for. But I think the drugs have caught up to her.
It's like keep the wrap, let the wrapping stick with little Kim.
She seems a little delusional and angry now in her later years.
Well, now, obviously, today, this is all about alcohol today, but if you drink tequila, you know you will. Make sure it's pure. And the American Chemical Society is offering this advice. Number one, look for a clear, light color. Number two, make sure it has a smooth taste. And number three, make sure it's got a lot of methanol, butanol, and phenylethanol.
Yeah. That's what I do. When I go to a bar for Cinco de Mayo, I bring a Bunsen burner and some graduated beakers, and I set up shop. Everyone, put these protective goggles on. I got to figure out the phenobarbital content of this alcohol before I consume it. That's right. I bring the litmus. I bring the whole testing kit. I put the paper in there. If it turns blue, there's not enough ethanol in it, and I have to go ahead and change the structure of it from a molecular standpoint.
Valid.
Jesus Christ, what do these nerds think we're doing? We're getting drunk, nerds. Now back off and let the cool people get loaded.
Well, I'm Stacey Galante, and that's the news for now, and it's all free.
Nice.
Oh, look Brian, at
Brian had a Dos Equis.
You had to get drunk.
Numero uno deportes, Asolo Dave Damashek. Numero uno deportes. Asolo Dave.
He's swerving. He's all over the road.
Fire!
The wheels are off.
First day doing the toughest job in radio, working this board. It's like flying the space shuttle and he decides to crack a cold one at 8:46. That's way less, my friend.
Let me tell you something. The wheels are completely off. Angie, the producer, who is no stranger to the booze, as anyone who's been around her knows, has also cracked her first beer, or perhaps it's her eighth already. I can't tell with her.
She goes from the sweetest little Cabbage Patch doll to Bride of Chucky. Just one shot of booze.
I don't want to relive it, but I think you know what happened to me in Vegas when she got drunk. I mean, I had to mace her. Spare myself from being raped.
She literally got brought back to the hotel in a wheelchair. Do you realize how effed up that is? Yes, they literally got... I thought Rachel was kidding when she talked about it. They literally got a wheelchair to get her from the cab to her room.
Oh, no.
That's how effed up she was. All right, where were we?
All right, now listen. I want to talk first of all about the NBA.
Uh-huh.
The big game last night. The Valley of the Sun transported to Cloud 9 because of the result. City of Angels feeling low. The Suns beat the Lakers in overtime last night. What a game six it was. Kobe went for 50. Steve Nash went for 32. And the win. With about a minute left, Kobe hit a great three. Made another bucket. You figure, oh, the Lakers are going to win this one. Then Tim Thomas hits a three. Sends it to overtime. Suns pull it out in overtime. Now, tomorrow night, the two teams do it in game seven. And sitting in the Staples Center, awaiting their foe, the L.A. Clippers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. I don't know what's wrong, Brian. Again,
oh, you're
drunk,
so cute.
Trying to.
Well, you got a buzz now too, so it's hard to tell.
I do not. No, to hell with you, Brian. Well,
let me talk.
Don't wag your finger at me.
Let me talk to Inderjeet, by the way. Inderjeet.
Mr. Reyes, how are you?
What's happening? Not to be confused with Doug. Our intern, this is Inderjeet, yes.
This is a very different question. Hey, how are you, buddy? I've got a name for your kids, man.
What?
Balwinder and Rohanda.
Balwinder and Rohanda.
Yes, sir. It's a very good Indian name.
They both sound like girls' names.
Balwinder is a very good man name.
Okay. Well, when I have
let
to...
Let me say hello to Ozzy. Left this reviewer cold.
Yeah, left the reviewer cold. All right, what is your comment, please? We're running late.
Shut up, Dave Damashek.
Oh, now that's got to be the tequila talking.
Yes, very much so, sir. Thank you very much, buddy.
All right, so you just want me to shut Dave Damashek up?
Please.
All right. You just tacked on 10 minutes to the sports. You want to go for 15? Keep
yes,
talking.
Sir.
That's right.
Sorry.
Do not. Here's the thing that I've learned about Damashek, and please take this in the spirit in which it's intended.
Right.
Bruska, you should hear this. Don't attack Dave in the middle of his sports. He will punish you by making it longer. and Dave, I mean that. I mean that with all due respect. I'm just saying he will punish you by adding minutes on, and the more you complain, the more you get punished.
That's the worst punishment anyone could ever
that's
get.
That's what I'm saying. Sorry, Dave. Go ahead.
Oh, you think that's the worst punishment?
Adam Carolla, Jim Brusca, number one and two on next week's Jerk Report. Now, Shaq Fu and his pals, by the way, they move on to the second round. They finished the Bulls off last night. Same deal for the Nets, who beat the Pacers. Kings of Schwartz and Ento try to stay alive tonight. Game six against the Spurs. Now, let's talk about the national pastime. The Dodgers are reeling. They got shut out last night in Chavez Ravine by the Padres. The Bums now 500. Arizona Snakes shut out the Cubbies. Barry the Creep Bonds and his pals got dumped by the Milwaukee Kegerators. Junior Circuit. Halos ended their six-game swoon by beating the Detroit Tigers. Athletic ones from Oakland whipped the Tribe. Mariners fail against the Chicago Pale Hose. Now,
Pale Hose. Sounds like a horrible Tribe name.
You've just added 8 minutes.
Oh, no. Damn it.
Well, listen. You only have yourself to blame,
I'm
sir.
I'm sorry.
Now, I wanted to let's talk about a little bit of Kentucky Derby. That's the big event aside from, of course, the big Lakers-Suns game tomorrow. The Kentucky Derby, the 783rd running of this, the fastest 3 minutes in sports, I believe they call it. I have no idea what goes on with this sport, but it still is captivating each year. As we were talking
about, how is
about,
it the 783rd running of the Kentucky Derby?
I don't know. They always say it's, well, it's much longer than I always say.
No, I got a beer buzz. Yeah, I was thinking, they have races there during the year, but there's only one Kentucky Derby.
I'm always
Derby.
Shocked by whatever number they throw out. Yes. 132nd.
It really is amazing. Yeah, nothing goes back further than, I think Ultimate Fighting, I think, is the only sport that goes back further than the Kentucky Derby.
Well,
but go ahead.
Brother Derek is your favorite in this race, and in just a moment we'll get to the Ed, who is a horse racing expert. But quickly, as we discussed earlier, a lot of horse names are terrible, and Adam, you determined that a good horse name is also a good name for one's wang.
Yes.
If it suits your wang, then it would suit a thoroughbred.
That's the rule of thumb.
And there are many great contenders in this year's field.
Rule of wang.
Brother Derek, so-so.
Right.
For wang, for a wang name. But how about these? Giselle.
Giselle.
Giselle the wang. That's not too bad.
Exotic.
Here's a good one. Steppenwoofer.
That's a strong wang name.
My favorite one. Sinister Minister.
That's nice, yeah. You see,
look
you know
out,
what I'm saying?
Ladies.
Right, Sinister Minister's in town. Yeah, you do that thing where it's like, I come home from a long business trip. Stacy's waiting for me by the front door. She's wearing something slinky. And she's like, honey, you 12-hour flight from Australia. You must be whipped. I am. I'm tired, but I'll tell you who's up. Sinister Minister. No jet lag in the Sinister Minister. He slept the entire flight. He's ready to party.
Bill the Gay Board Op will probably enjoy this one. Deputy Glitters. Bill, if you haven't already named your wang, Deputy Glitters might be a nice one. I like Flashy Bull.
Ah, Flashy Bull strong, yeah.
How about Flapsteak?
Flapsteak's not bad either. Yeah,
that's for a Philly.
I guess I'm hungry.
Yeah, I think that's for
speaking
a gelding or a Philly, yeah.
Let's wrap up Damashek. Ozzy, I think, is upstairs cooking, right? Can we get him?
I'm we here. Got the Ed waiting.
Is Ozzy on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here. You listen to me?
I'm listening to you, but where are you?
He's upstairs. He's upstairs on the deck. Now he's cooking.
The deck. Okay. Cooking for you, my friend.
Thank you, Ozzy. You understand the fifth time I ask you where you are and you answer, I'm here. Unless I'm physically looking at you, it's confusing.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
All right, finish with the Ed. Go.
All right.
All right, let's go to the Ed.
Really?
Let's hear what his big pick is for the Derby.
Ed?
Hello?
You have a pick for the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, I'm going to watch it on TV.
Right, but do you have a...
I got a pick, and it's going to be the same pick, and it's going to be the name of my wang, too.
Right.
I'm going to pick Point Determined.
Point Determined. Yeah, it's a nice wang name.
You want to bet on the race?
Yeah, we'll bet on it.
Send me some money.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Okay. What are the odds on Point Determined?
They're 12 to 1. So that means you bet $1, you're going to get $12.
Is that how it works?
What are the chances that Point Determined makes a little time with the single mom who lives down the hall in the apartment building? Huh?
I'm done with her. I had a fight with her tonight.
Oh, no.
26 years of age, though, the Ed.
It's over.
What happened?
She talked a lot of mess, and I don't like to hear a lot of talk.
And she just hollering at me. And I said, look, do you know how old I am? I don't need to hear that stuff.
Yeah.
You're an older man, but, I mean, she's going through a tough time, if I'm not mistaken. Her husband, she lost her husband recently, right?
That's old news. We don't need to know. We don't need to be bringing up all that old stuff. I mean, that's over a year ago.
That's the point.
That her husband got shot.
Yeah, listen, I'll tell you, the brothers are smart in this department. You Jews ought to take a page out of the brothers' book. The ladies talk a lot, and they shut them right up. They don't like a woman talks a lot. They want a woman in the kitchen rattling the pots and pans. Know what I'm saying? Ed's that way. Aren't you, Ed?
I'm about to win a lot of money this weekend. I done saved up $62, and it's all of it is going on the race. All right. All
$62, right, well, 12 to 1 on Point Determined, says the Ed.
Well, I'm not putting the whole 62 on that. No. I put $10 on him.
Right. Yeah, you gotta spread it around.
So I had to call the power company and make arrangements on the power this week because it ain't getting paid today.
Oh, so sad.
After the race.
All right, Ed, I'd talk to you longer, but I got flap steak to eat and beers to drink.
Oh, I'd like to have some of that, too.
Well, I'm sorry, brother.
The Ed's in Vegas.
Yeah, I know. There's nothing we can do about it.
I feel bad about it. He and the widow broke up.
Yeah, well, it's all right. He'll find someone else in the building. Dave, I'll see you.
I'm through.
All right.
Numero uno deportes, Dave
Damashek. That's Dave Damashek with his number one sports. We'll take a quick break. Let's get some of that flap steak. Crack me a beer. We'll be right back to the big Cinco de Mayo show after this.
Dave's sports are great. He cries if you say it sucks. Dave's sports are great. He cries if you say it sucks. They no suck. Muck a muck. Truck a truck. Buck up.
Well, we're getting close to Vomino's time, but we do have a little time left, and I want to play some Name That Tune with the Mariachi Band. And by the way, give it up for Gary, Party Time Entertainment, and his Mariachi Band. Fantabulous work. Yeah. All right. So, you have some songs worked out for us. You're not going to do the lyrics. That would give away too much.
No.
And we will guess to see what who can name the song the
fastest.
Should
we get a caller to play along with us?
Well, let's see if Matt would like to play. Matt?
Yo.
You want to play a little Name That Tune with us?
I'll try.
All right, a little mariachi Name That Tune. Stacy, Dave, me, and Matt will play along.
Matt, when you have the answer, just yell Matt.
That's right. Okay. All right. I know Brian wants to play, but first off, nobody cares about you. And second, you are loaded, my friend. You're out of control. I need you to focus.
He's got like Tourette's.
What's your name in Spanish?
Mateo.
What is it?
Mateo.
All right, you yell your name out in Spanish.
It's a bad strategy because it's going to take him two extra syllables to say it.
Well, he made his bed. We ready to go, Gary? Johnny B. Good. Oh, if anyone, Surfing USA.
How many guesses do you get?
Well, Johnny B. Good was the first one.
So
I guess Surfing
to yell
USA.
Out the answer as soon as you know it.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
We didn't work this out. I got a beer going.
Into a beer now.
We're on the home stretch.
Mateo has to say his name first. That's right. And then.
Yeah, you're right. All right.
Everybody say their name.
But I didn't get Surfing USA. It is Surfing USA, right? All right, listen. I won't take credit. We'll call the takey. We'll do them.
Still even. All zeros.
We'll do a mulligan. Here we go.
Hit it!
1, 2, 3, 4.
Adam. Adam. Wooly Bully.
Yeah. Adam.
Thank you.
You're too good.
All right, let's keep going. I like this game.
Uno mas.
Dos mas.
Okay, dos mas.
Adam. Margaritaville.
See, Partytimeentertainment.net for mariachi. Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett.
Yes. What? You don't know these songs, Matt?
Oh my God, how old are these songs?
How old is the band?
We very old.
Bass player died at 8 a.m. He's just sitting in.
He came in on crutches, man.
That's a good thing about mariachi. It's not exactly, you know, London Philharmonic. You can die and they'll still keep you in the band.
See?
They'll drag you around, prop you up against that huge guitar, and that's
Francisco Franco.
All right, one more song. Here we go. Adam. Oh. Louie.
Luis.
A clean sweep.
Thank you. Terrible at naming that tune. Evidently.
I didn't realize it.
You don't have to announce that. I think your silence said it all.
I know.
All right. Well, there you go. To the victors go the spoils. Flap steak for everyone. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Gracias por la música mariachi. Gloria. Gloria. Gracias, amigos. Where's the...
Well, that's it. Plum out of time. I tell you, nice little beer buzz in the morning feels good. Show Crow was right.
I almost don't mind that the show is a D plus.
Plus? Where did you get the plus? There's a minus. All right. I want to thank first off our mariachi band, Party Time Entertainment. Nice job, fellas. You're coming in every Friday. Joe Ganascoli, The Sopranos, Sundays at 6. Cheryl Hines, RVs, in theaters. Now, find out why. It's number one, Miller Lite, for bringing the brewskis. Axis Eye Institute, they did Big Tad's laser treatment. Axis Eye Institute, and they provided all the food and flap steak, which we're going to partake in just moments. And what else? Ah, yes. Stacy Galandi, nice job, baby doll.
Thank you, Sinister.
Yes, Bruscon, lead blender over there. Inside Edition, you were a pleasure.
Well,
nice
thank
job
you.
All week
I really
long.
Appreciate it. This is a lot of fun hanging with you guys.
We'll take a happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone. And until, yes, Bruscon, until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying adios.